That's a fade out right there. That's if I've ever heard one.
That was a great song. That's a good way to start a, I don't even know what today is, a day.
It's Wednesday.
Yep, sure.
Hump day.
All
halfway
right.
Through the week. You know.
Yeah. I'm aware of Wednesday.
6:04 now. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Steven. And today, we had a big show.
Yeah.
We have Sanctus Real coming in studio. Is that today?
Yep, at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Ish.
Ish?
Nine-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know these things? I don't remember these things.
Steve just said it yesterday. He said, he just said it. I don't know.
Yeah, coming up today, Sanctus Real is going to be in studio, which is pretty cool.
I think it'd be cool to listen in on the show from beginning to end and just hear the transformation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from right now to, like, post-SOPO, like, an hour. It's two totally different shows. We both have, like, morning voices.
We do.
Our brains aren't really working that well.
Not super well.
I think our excitement level's, like, at a 6 as opposed to our normal 11.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
But it'd be interesting to listen in, you know.
You definitely have that morning voice going.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's morning. I don't know what you expect. I was walking in, and right outside here was a guy walking a dog. And my first thought was not like, oh, that's cool. He's out for a walk. Or, oh, man, he's spending some quality time with the dog. It was, what are you doing awake?
Yeah.
Like,
Why are you up
to be awake? You, right? Sir, are walking a dog. Do that after work. If you have a job, then do that after work.
Yeah.
Do something with your life, man. Like, sleep.
He was.
No. No. See, I don't want to talk too loud right now because I'm afraid I'm going to wake God up. Because that, you know, he's smart to be sleeping in right now. That's why if you want your prayers answered, you got to do it post like 3 o'clock.
Right.
You know, when he's wide awake. I'm totally kidding.
It is really early. It is really early. But
if you're listening to us, you're up, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you. What do you want to hear? 505-338-3700. Did I say that too fast? It's kind of early.
You know it's calling.
No one's calling.
That doesn't matter.
505-338-3700. What do you want to hear to wake you up this morning?
And if you are awake, call us and tell us why.
Yeah.
So we can try to talk you out of it.
My alarm went off this morning, and I have this alarm that just picks music from my phone to wake me up. And it shows Awake My Soul. I'm wondering, I guess because the song title has Awake in it, but by Mumford & Sons. And it was quite possibly the worst wake-up song of all time. Because I felt like I was in Ireland. And I just wanted to sleep in the marshes of the land. I don't know. It was terribly bad.
But you made it here on time. That's awesome.
I did make it here. I did. I made coffee, which is why.
Wow.
I got up. I made coffee. Yeah, really, really early.
That's awesome,
enough
man.
Enough for just me.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, bro.
Static, good morning.
Hey, it's Niles.
Hey, Niles.
Yeah, I've been up since like 5:30.
You've been up since 5:30?
Yeah.
Why?
I just woke up and couldn't fall back to sleep.
Wow, dude. What time do you normally have to get up?
Depends. I'm homeschooled.
Oh.
So yeah, but the thing that sucks is that I have standardized testing.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
Like today you have standardized testing, or you just mean in general you have standardized testing?
This week I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds not fun.
Yeah, it's a little test to fill in the little dots.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have to go find the number 2 pencils? What happens if your pencil breaks and you're homeschooled?
I have a couple extra ones.
Oh, okay. Right on. What do you want to hear to wake you up this morning? Needs to be a good wake-up song.
Mainland Sons of Disaster.
Wow. You just played them.
Okay. Not from the albums you just played.
Oh.
From their first album.
I'd have to dig that up.
I think it's called Caution, Dangerous Roads Ahead.
Wow. You're just picking random songs.
I think you're making things up. You're just...
No, that's
I'm
track
just,
nine.
I'm kidding.
I love that song.
Okay. We will totally get that on for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Niles.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good luck.
Wake up song from Niles. I haven't heard this song. I don't even know. Here, let's... This is what he wants to hear.
Oh, yeah. That.
we just play it?
You're already halfway through.
Yeah, I know. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster, Static Radio. That's some Bell Epic right there.
That's good.
30 seconds to Bell Epic.
Oh, come on.
Keeping the Innocent. Did you know the guitar player in the Echoing Green, one of them?
Yes.
Was in that band.
No way.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Those guys love 30 Seconds to Mars. It is...
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all. You love 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yes.
Or at least... You know, you toured with them.
Yeah.
So you have to love them.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to love dudes you tour with.
What band hate the most?
No, yeah, good. The Red Velvet Jackets. Cannot stand that band. We have a bitter rivalry with them.
Oh, it is 6:16 now. Welcome to Static Radio. Steven, Christian, and Steve-O.
Yes.
I was going to say Steve-O and Steven, but I did it backwards that time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you're learning.
I'm learning that you're top bill. People are really just listening for you. I want to hear that guy from Amberlin and that other dude. What's that guy's name?
What's that not so funny guy? Yeah. I'll take one of him. No way.
Yeah, we are taking your shout-outs. 505-338-3700. And, yeah, who's actually awake this early at 6:17 in the morning? Static, hello. When Static.
Morning. Just getting up right now. I'm on my way to pick up my son from work.
From work.
Oh, where does he work?
Graveyard overnight shift or what?
Yeah, you guys talked about it a while back. These kids today don't want to get their driver's license. 20 years old.
No!
Whoa! Way. Oh, whoa, whoa,
whoa! He's not a kid.
Whoa, that's
not
a kid.
I don't know if you knew this, but 20 is not a kid.
Okay, that's when I would just
he's your kid.
I would just keep showing up perpetually late, like an hour late, and make him just and just slowly, he's gonna learn. If I don't want to sit here for an hour while my dad sleeps or quote unquote forgets, because I think that's what you should do, just accidentally forget a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make him wait a few minutes. He's probably been standing outside for 10 minutes now.
No. I'm saying more like an hour, 2 hours.
Wow. Why doesn't he want to get his driver's license? He's 20.
I don't know.
The ladies.
I have an older son who had 16 bug me every day.
And that was me, man. The day I was eligible, I had my driver's license. I mean, like the hour I became old enough, I had my driver's license. I had a girlfriend, man. I had to take people places.
Dude, so your son does not have a girlfriend, does he?
How did you know?
Because what is he going to do? Like, hey, do you want to meet me within like a half mile radius of my house? Because I'm either going to have my parents drop me off or... Man, he better appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you.
He must thank you every morning. Like, Dad, seriously, I just I think, thank you, Dad. No, man, you're a good dad. You're a good
dad.
I guess if he wasn't as good a kid as he is, it'd be a problem.
That's awesome, right, man. Okay. Hey, you're a good dad.
Good dad.
I have a request for a morning song. It's a worship song, but it's with a twist. It's from 116 Click, and it's I See the Lord.
Oh, dude, I'll have to try and dig that up and see if I have it in here.
Okay.
Do you have a song like a backup? Just because we're gonna try to find it.
Yeah, I'll try and find
it. Oh, right there.
What's the song called?
It's called I See the Lord.
I See the Lord.
The whole song is based off of Isaiah chapter 6. It's really cool. I don't know if you guys have heard it or not, but...
Yeah, we have Act Out Responsibility. That's all that's in our computer system, so I'd have to go dig that up. But I will see what I can do, because you're a good dad.
Yeah, for shizzle.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
20 years old and he doesn't have a driver's license?
Man, we got an intervention for that guy.
We really do.
Oh, man, listen. Do you like girls?
Yeah.
Do you like freedom?
Do you,
your responsibility.
I mean, leaving your home?
Even to like, what do you have to do? Like, hey, I want some coffee or I want to go anything. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Dad?
I have no... Oh,
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Dude.
Hey, I want to go party. Come with
me. Can you drive me
drive
to the
me
movies?
And then pick me up around 3 o'clock.
Static!
Hey, this is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah! Oh. Wait. We've got to figure out music.
We really
this
do.
This is 3 days in a row.
3 days in a row and you don't have music. We need to come up with the theme
song.
What's
your favorite, you know, beside AC/DC, what's your favorite band?
You know what, guys? Ever since I've tuned into your station, I've figured out that the band Amberlin, that's killer.
Oh, man. You know what? I already love you.
Yeah.
So there's not much you can do to make me love you more. You know, a little bit like God. There's really nothing you can do.
That's true.
Make me love you anymore.
Oh, my goodness. How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing real good. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, not much. I'm just waiting for my bus to come and, you know, come pick me up.
Do you have a cell phone or are you calling from your house?
I'm calling from the house up here.
So you're waiting out. You're looking outside, and as soon as you see that yellow blaze of glory, you're going to just sprint. Just yeah. drop the phone and sprint.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. I just called in the Solomon's Porch yesterday asking about the Stever.
Yeah.
You told me. That guy Michael there told me about it. Like, sounds very, that name sounds very familiar from the morning show.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Well, you guys have a good day, okay?
You too, man.
Catch that bus, Michael.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That's awesome.
He even has a polite laugh. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, that wasn't funny, but I'm going to laugh anyway. Like, ha, 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 chuckled. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh at you.
What are we going to play for him?
We don't have to. This is so awkward.
Okay.
Hey, there's my song.
Yeah.
I wrote that.
What's your favorite song you've ever written?
Dance, Dance, Krista Pafkin.
I don't have that!
Exactly. Because it's probably an 8-minute song and nobody on the radio wants to
listen. Is that really your favorite song you've ever written?
Maybe not ever written, but favorite Amberlin song.
Is that okay?
Those are the
only ones that matter. So, Static.
Okay. Hey, Steven Christian. Hey, can you play your version of "Enjoy the Silence"?
Yeah. Okay, we can do that. Amberlin, "Enjoy the Silence."
Yeah, we can do that for sure. Haven't played that in a long time, and we have that. Thanks, Sterling.
Sterling on the radio.
Yeah, Sterling on your morning.
I've never met him. You just said his name now.
He's a really nice guy.
That's awesome.
He's a mailman. Like old school, like drive mailman.
No way.
Yeah, in Los Alamos.
That's rad.
So, super fresh dude. And he's probably listening while he's doing his little mail route.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome.
6:23 now. It's Steve-O and Steven Christian. And by request, we're going to just take your request in the 6 o'clock hour, because let's be honest, it's way too early.
What are you doing up? We owe you.
Yeah.
We owe you.
We really do. And so we are also planning an intervention for a son who's 20 years old and doesn't have his driver's license.
I want him to call in.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the whole backstory. I mean, there's got to be a good backstory.
I kind of feel like there's a
fear of driving. Yeah. Something's got to be in there.
I'm telling you. I don't know, man.
All right.
Amberlin right now. You know these guys. They're pretty good.
Sweethearts.
Yeah.
Except for the singers. Kind of fruity.
Static Radio. Amberlin. Song called "Enjoy the Silence." And we're going to after that one. Am I right? Yeah. Woo! That's not what I was looking for. Yeah!
There you are. There you
Sweet.
Are.
Sweet. Thank you. Oh, man.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Everybody covers the mode. Everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
So, 6:27 now. Good morning, Steve-O and Steven Christian. In studio. Welcome to Static Radio.
I already feel more awake.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I do. These songs people are requesting, it's good. They're good songs.
Getting you going.
We've talked to Michael. We've talked to a lot of people this morning. Talked to a great dad.
Just had a
sip of coffee.
Dude.
Terrible. We're starting.
Terrible.
What is? Okay,
we're talking about great dad. We got a call from a dad this morning, if you're just joining us.
Yes.
Whose son is 20 years old.
He's listening right now.
I know.
The son is listening, like looking at the radio.
Yeah.
Looking at his dad.
Like, Dad, why you got to do this to me? And then the dad turns to him and says, oh, really? Why you got to do this to me? You're 20 years old.
Get a girlfriend. Have have her do this.
I guess you can't yell at him because it's like, get a job. Oh, wait, I'm picking you up from your job. Yeah, you're right. You have a job. You have a job.
That's true. It's true. You can't yell at him.
How old were you when you got your driver's license?
Oh, dude.
The second
16,
you turned
16? Day one.
Right.
You know, I was. No, 15, because we could do that, you know, restricted.
Learner's permit.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was 15, and then, you know, the day 16.
Seriously. Yeah. That was me, too.
Motorcycle license at 17. You know,
right
I'm like,
yes.
Gotta get these done.
I agree with you 150%.
Then of course, I mean, that doesn't. Now, my parents didn't let me drive, you know, on my.
Right.
You know, but I had it.
Yeah.
And if, you know, oh, I'll go get milk. Or I'll do that.
I would do anything.
Suddenly we have 6 gallons of milk. All right, one more. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Save the
cows. It'll save us $3 if we don't do delivery if you let me pick up the pizza.
Yes.
I'll go pick it up.
I'll go pick it up.
I'll do anything you want.
Right now.
I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I loved it. I would.
Yeah.
I love driving anywhere and everywhere because I was driving.
Yeah, for real.
And yes, this is awesome. So, yeah, dude, I
yeah. I did total my car. I totaled the car at 16.
Oh.
At 16.
Oh.
Totaled my parents'
minivan.
Yeah.
Oh, how? Do I not
was,
want to know
yeah,
the
no,
story?
No, they,
Let's
yeah,
hear
was,
this story.
I was wasted. No, I wasn't. Nothing was wrong. I was driving down the street. I was driving down the road. I was dropping off a girlfriend of mine, not a friend. I mean,
A female friend
at her house. And a Pearl Jam song came on, and I reached over to turn it up. Stupid radio stations. Seriously. Cannot stand radio stations. The radio station began to play Pearl Jam, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a new one, or whatever.
Right.
And I reached over to turn it up, and then the girl goes, and it was too late. Why she didn't go, watch out, or anything.
Stop!
Just whack! Just right in the back of some car. Man, just and here's the craziest, most embarrassing part. The most popular girls at my high school were these two twins.
Oh,
gorge.
No.
They were nice looking. And this, I was in their neighborhood, and they were outside.
Oh!
These were like cheerleaders, double mint twin commercial
right.
girls,
right,
standing outside, just staring at me, like, oh. And then you have wave, of course, because it's like awkward. You just told it a car, and it's a minivan, so it's not
right.
like, it's like some strike three. You know what I'm saying? With another girl in a minivan, just told it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pearl Jam. Appreciate that.
Wow!
Yep.
Wow, the power of music.
Note to self. Never.
So basically, if you're listening to static radio right now, pay attention to the road. We need to be better stewards of that because we have a responsibility to make sure they're on.
We promise to play horrible music from now on. So you don't want to turn us up.
It is 6:31. If you have a request in the 6 o'clock hour, if you're trying to wake up, dude, hit us up, and we will totally play your jam because I know it's early, and let's be honest, sometimes it just sucks getting up this early, and so we are at your beck and call. We want to know what you want to hear. So 505-338-3700, static.
Hey, about 10 years ago, a band came out called Dolorosa.
Oh, dude, On My Own.
Yeah, could you play that for me?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, man.
All right, thanks.
All right.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I just realized I got really way too excited for that moment.
What do you mean?
Because the song's like a decade old. Obviously, you just said you've never heard of them,
That's
heard
awesome.
Them. Yeah.
I mean, let's hear it. I mean, hey, we're here for the people.
I mean,
if it's what we wanted to play, I wouldn't play any of this stuff. That last band you played, that was horrific.
That's why it's on the Lost songs, because they were supposed to stay lost.
Exactly.
Huh? They're supposed to stay. That's two!
No comeback. I'm sorry.
Static.
Hey, it's your intern.
Hey, 2.0.
Hey.
Good morning.
Your stories make me feel like a good driver.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How old are you now, 2.0?
I'll be 18 in a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Graduating high school? Graduated high school?
You have
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I was just about to say just graduated
Do you
high
have
school.
Your driver's license?
Yeah, that I've been driving for like 2 years, and I've never had anything. The closest I've come is stupid people running arrows that almost hit me as I'm parking.
Wow, pride comes before a fall. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Totally true.
To call in and brag, it's awesome for you.
Yeah, that's how I do it. No, actually, I was calling because you mentioned earlier that if we're up right now that you feel like you owe us.
Yes.
So I kind of feel like I'm really owed because technically I'm on summer break and I'm up at 6:30.
Yeah, what are you? What?
Yeah, why are you
awake?
What
are you doing? You just graduated high school and that's the first thing I think of is sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going back there.
So, well, I slept till 12 yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Man. Yeah.
There you go.
There yeah, you go. So sad day.
Man.
I couldn't even fathom.
So what, I'm sorry, I missed that whole part about why you're awake at 6:30?
Yeah. I'm meeting up with my grandpa in a little while. I have a presentation to do at his church.
That's cool.
It's cool, but it's also 6:30.
Yeah. So. But it's for grandpa. I mean, let's be honest. How much longer are you going to get to enjoy that?
Yeah, I love my grandpa. We're not even going to go there. Okay, so I'm going to guess that anything I request, we don't have from Amberlynn.
Why?
Because
we just played Amberlynn. We're not playing Amberlynn all morning.
I love it.
I'm so tired of this guy.
Really? Oh, God.
Every time I get played on the radio, I get $2 million.
Stop it right now.
$2 million. So I just keep it rolling.
It's all Amberlynn all the time.
Okay, fine. Then play something annoyingly hip-hop so somebody will call it.
No, thank you. She does our hip-hop show on Friday nights. She's a super hip-hop fan.
That's
which
rich.
Is why it's weird that she's requesting Amberlynn.
I don't know any
hip-hop.
None? I mean, Christian hip-hop. I just don't.
Really? Yeah. Then we need to play one.
Okay.
This better be really good because I have a horrible taste in my mouth for Christian rap.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
It's yeah.
Be honest. Go
I'm
ahead.
Gonna be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. It just doesn't translate. I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, wait. Time out, real fast.
But isn't I'm a fan gonna be on your fan, new record?
I'm a fan of Grits because they were doing like the South Southern. You know, even like before. Right around Outkast. If I'm not mistaken, they were actually out before Outkast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like Outkast stole their sound or anything, but
right.
I'm just saying that band was good. I mean, whatever. You don't like it. Okay, let me rephrase. What I'm saying is good is that they were inventive.
They were creative. They were doing something different.
A lot of bands mimic. I'm not talking about just rap. Bands, right. Christian bands, okay. like if everybody else has boy bands, then we got to come up with plus one. If they have, you know, like Creed, then we have to do Cutlass and you know. So that's what I'm saying. And it feels like a lot of quote unquote Christian rap does that.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of just like try to sound like. So
you're
that's
talking
why I enjoy,
to the person
that's why
in charge of our
Grits is because
show.
They actually did something different. I'm not saying it's like, you know, I jam their records every day. I'm just saying it's, you know, it's whatever. So that's what I'm saying.
No, I believe you. I stepped in the Christian hip hop like, I don't know, couple years ago, so I have no idea what happened before like 2008, so I just leave that to that. Okay.
Who are we gonna do?
How about something that nobody knows? How about Stephen Cooper?
Stephen Cooper?
Yeah. I know it's in there. I have my iTunes up looking at my past shows, my playlist.
Okay, does he spell his name like a normal Steven would spell it, or like the little fruity Steven would spell it?
Oh, good.
Oh, no. I feel that you should ask which is which before I answer.
Oh, it's with a V. Okay, good. All right, he's good. He's good.
Okay.
Oh, man. Me and my dear friend to my right here have his name's spelled with a PH, and it's just, you know, that's Stefan. I mean, let's be honest.
Didn't call me Stefan. I didn't come out of the womb going, call me Stephen. If you feel like Stefan's the way to go, then
I'm just
then
saying. Stefan Christian.
It sounds a little more French anyway, so I could be
Stefan
all exotic.
Christian. Stefan Christian.
Yep.
Okay, what song are we playing here?
Go give me a croissant.
Do paid dues.
Paid dues.
Yeah.
2.0, right. This better not suck, because it's way too early in the morning for this to be not
for
good.
For shizzle.
Okay, well, then, if it does, then you can deal with everybody who's mad.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you too, 2.0.
Have fun.
All right, later. 2.0. She's in charge of our hip-hop show every single Friday night. It's called Surge. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. And by request, Stephen Cooper, if you hate it, blame 2.0. If you love it, let us know. Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static Radio, good morning. That would be Stephen Cooper.
I just noticed that there's a webcam in here. We were just sitting here.
Right.
We were dancing.
If you missed our crazy dance.
Oh, no.
That's your fault.
That's going to go viral.
You could have checked that out at mystaticradio.com.
I think I was way over here. I know.
I think I was front and center.
Thank God.
Stephen Cooper by request from 2.0.
Man, that wasn't bad.
No.
But here's the thing, though. His name's Stephen Cooper. What kind of rap name is that? Like, he comes out, he's like, yeah.
He's real.
You gotta pay your dues. And then,
Stephen Cooper.
I'm Stephen Cooper. Thermodynamics was invented.
Whoa, the name Stephen is a very cool name.
Is it? Right? Oh, okay.
With the V, of course.
Oh.
PH is just lost. Lost on me.
I don't know. He should have. We gotta come up with a better name for him. Even Cooper.
Cooper?
Or Copper. Or
maybe he's
S-Cop.
He's the half-brother of John Cooper from Skillet.
I don't even...
Terrible. Terrible.
I would have gone with John Cooper Mellencamp.
John Cooper Mellencamp.
That would have been...
Wow.
I don't know,
Surge.
Something. That wasn't bad. I mean, she was right. 2.0.
And you can catch that every Friday night at 8 p.m. right here on Static Radio. She's pretty amazing.
There you go.
She's awesome.
I've never met her.
She does that. She came here as a high school intern, and normally it's like, okay, here's how you do this, and here's how you do that, and we've had plenty of interns in the past, and this one's like, hey, so I want to program my own show, and here's what I was thinking, and here's the vision, and here's how I'd like to do it. She does her own show completely.
That's awesome.
I mean, we're talking producing it, putting it together, making everything. I mean,
wow.
Setting up interviews. She's
impressive.
High school intern!
Wow.
I'm telling you, she's going places.
She is.
Mostly because she actually already has her driver's license. So literally, she's actually going places.
There you go.
So
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Hello.
We got Static.
Hey, it's Thieves.
Thieves!
Hey.
Hey, man, I apologize because I know how much you love hip hop.
Actually, I think you should put that in rotation, man.
Really?
Wow, wow, yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
I'm not going to lie, I'm shocked. Because I know we share similar taste in Muzak.
Yeah.
So, but hey, you're right, that was really good.
So, I have a question.
I have an answer.
You're playing stuff for people that are awake this early, listening to you?
Yeah.
That includes anything, really?
As long as we can find it and it doesn't suck, yes.
Okay, Will played it yesterday for me on Hardcore 4.
He played
Awakenings by Benea Reach.
Benea Reach.
Yes.
And it's from Hardcore at 4, so it's probably going to be really brutal, is what you're saying.
Okay. That would be beautiful this morning, and it's appropriate. It's titled appropriately.
Okay. Benea Reach.
I'm an hour earlier than you guys.
I know, yeah, man. You're in California. I don't even know how you're awake. But
yeah, I got about 2 hours of sleep last night, too.
Dude, that's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awful.
So, this would be nice to listen to this morning.
Benea Reach.
Yes.
All right. I already found it. Song called Awakenings.
Beautiful.
Or Awakening. Okay.
Beautiful face, man.
Thebes! All right, man.
All right,
later. I love that guy. People like that. I just want to move to California, hang out with him, and go to Disneyland every day.
There you go.
Every day.
You can.
Yeah.
Be a little princess.
I want to be the guy that has season passes there. It'd be horrible to live there, wouldn't it?
No, why would it be horrible to live there? Only the weather's perfect all the time.
I know. Cost of living?
Yeah.
You know?
No
good. I was
talking
yesterday, actually. We're gearing up for the Static 500, which is going down May 23rd through the 25th. I was talking to Andrew Schwab yesterday of Project 86. They have a brand new record coming out in August, and he's coming on to world premiere. First single from that new record during the Static 500. I was talking to him and his wife were at Disneyland. Like, season passes, that's kind of what he does. Which, when you think Andrew Schwab Project 86, the last thing you think is Disneyland. I don't know. Teacups, you know. We're going to get to your request. It's way too early Wednesday. How's that? The 6 o'clock hour on Wednesday.
There you go.
Way too early Wednesday.
I love it.
So we're playing whatever for you to help you get up, get ready. It is hump day. You got to get through this hump and you make it to the rest of the week. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay, there it is. Requested music right now for Thebes out in California. It's 5:45 out there.
Jeez.
So it's way too early Wednesday for
it
him.
Is.
So yeah, we're going to play that right now. It's Benea Reach. I haven't heard this, so if your ears bleed, blame Thebes. Yeah, there it is. Static
right.
Radio. Morning! Some Benea Reach on way too early Wednesday. I like that. That one for Thebes out in California. Good morning. Welcome to Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Yes, it was. That was a little interesting.
See where we're taking everyone's requests.
Yeah.
So you got something you want to hear? Some Amy Grant, some Stevie Curtis Chapman, some.
How about a little guns for Hands?
Guns for Hands, 21 Pilots.
Yes.
And that was the song that I get the most question marks on. What does that mean, Guns for Hands?
I have dreams like that. I don't know.
You just love the song.
I love that song, yeah.
All right, we will definitely play that then.
Cool, thanks.
All right, thanks. 6:50 now. Welcome to Static Radio, Steve-O and Stephen Christian. And,
I was sure she was going to request a Pantera.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for it, like, oh, this is obvious.
Dude, you're a writer. I don't know. Maybe you can listen to this song. I get this asked a lot.
What does it mean?
What does it? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a poet. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know the significance of Guns for Hands. Static.
Yeah, could you guys play some old school Demon Hunter?
Ooh, old school Demon Hunter. Yes, I will dig something up.
Have you seen that new video?
Dude.
I think it's called. Is it called Warhammer? What is it?
Where you actually?
No, I haven't. Do they have new music video out?
Yeah. Dude, you gotta see it. It's a one shot, and he gets punched in the face. Like, I mean, and it's real.
But
like,
it's real. Yeah,
he gets knocked down. He said he was hurting for like 2 weeks after.
You
that.
Can tell he's Whoa. Dazed when it. Yeah,
it's
Ryan
pretty amazing.
Clark. We're going to have him on for the Static 500
Are you serious?
As well.
Yeah. I love
him. Really?
Yeah, he's
a great
dude.
Oh, man. Where are you guys going to have that at?
No, it's just going to be May 23rd through the 25th. We're having a lot of our friends hanging out with us on the show. And for Hardcore at 4 with Billiam, we're going to have some Demon Hunter. We're going to have we're also going to have Micah from O Sleeper going to be hanging. And
So, go online right now and check out their Demon Hunter's video, Life War.
Yeah, it Life War.
Awesome. I mean, seriously, one of the best videos I've seen in years.
We should just post it to our Facebook page.
Okay,
there
I'm
you go.
Doing it. I'm doing it.
Okay,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, man. We got to take a quick break, but I say we end it with those two requests right there because we're almost done with the 6 o'clock hour, so.
Okay. Yep. I'm playing in the background.
You're playing in the background. I don't know what to do. All right, Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip.
One Pilots is the band.
Woo!
Song's called Guns for Hands. Good morning. It is now officially 7 o'clock. Which means way too early Wednesday has come to a close.
Yep.
But we will play that Demon Hunter request that we got. Because it's just way too good.
It is too good.
In fact, we posted a video for their latest video, Life War. And I think we got to play that song just because we're talking about the music video. It was a one take, which means it was all shot in one take. And, oh man, Ryan Clark gets punched so hard in the face. You can tell he's dazed, and that it's real. It's real. Like, punch me as hard as you can in the face.
Well, I guess they did two takes, and the first take he didn't punch him hard enough, so they just stopped the video. He's like, dude, you just tickled me. I need a punch. You gotta punch me. He's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah.
And he gets
so the dude full on throws it through him. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he just punches him. It's like he goes through him.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
It's crazy. So, make sure you check it out. Steve-O and the PH. In the morning.
There you go.
Well, I'm V.
Yep.
You're PH.
I like it.
Steven and Stephen.
Yep.
So
we got some good emails yesterday, and they were saying how that I balance you. So
you do.
I'm PH balanced.
You're PH balanced.
I'm like your pool. You know?
Oh, I don't know who I'm going to have to hire if you leave. I don't know what I'm going to do. Who's going to balance me out? I don't know.
The big guy.
There you go.
You know.
We've got a huge thing coming up May 23rd through the 25th called the Static 500. And we could use your support. We are a listener-supported station, and it's by your contributions we're able to continue the ministry. And if we get enough money, who knows? Who knows? Maybe we can just talk you out of Amberlin.
That's fine.
And come on.
They're not listening.
Money talks.
Or anything.
Money talks.
Yep. I literally just got a text message from my tour manager.
Really?
Yep. Who just literally requested Compound Lockdown. I'm not even
kidding. No way! Yeah. That's amazing. We were just watching it.
We were just watching some rap videos.
Yeah.
He's requesting Compound Lockdown.
You were watching an interesting local rap show.
I was last
yesterday.
Night. I was
these are the things you do in Albuquerque, which is hilarious.
I have ventured.
You have.
Friend.
You really have.
You know, yesterday, I actually walked all of your volcanoes. Those
you
three
did.
Volcanoes. And
yeah.
Saw I'm sorry, I'm going to say it wrong.
Petroglyphs.
Petroglyphs.
Yeah. See,
I should know Petra. Rock, I get it now. Petroglyphs.
Yeah.
Saw some petroglyphs. Yeah, so it was. I've done Albuquerque, I feel. But last night, I feel like I'm officially an Albuquerque-lite.
Albuquerquean?
Whatever, that sounds like
a Burqueño is what they're called.
A Burqueño.
Burqueño.
Because I was watching some public access rap shows.
Yeah. You really
shows.
Were.
I even texted in.
Yeah.
I got my text on air. It was awesome. I was throwing out mad shout outs.
That is amazing. Yeah.
We should plan to watch it and text each other.
We should. Oh, that'd be great.
We'll tell everybody when we're going to watch.
Okay.
And then the text messages will be for them.
Okay. That's good.
That's a good idea.
I really like that idea.
Like the idea of us starting a public access show, me and you.
That would be incredible.
I'm saying we should invite guests on and then just make it so painfully awkward for everybody involved.
I agree. I would absolutely love that. And I happen to know the people who are going to be in charge of said thing. And remember that show me and Joey did for CW, You Rock Albuquerque?
Oh, yeah.
Those guys. Those guys are going to be like...
Dude, that was a great show. Are you guys still doing that?
No.
Oh.
They want us to.
You should.
Dude, time. I'm sure there's 1,000 things you would love to do that you just don't have time to do.
No,
let's
I do
be
them all.
Honest.
I do them all, and that gets me in a lot of trouble with my manager.
Like co-host a morning show.
Yeah, like...
For
a
month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's random. Mitch straightened her hair today again. Everybody,
hey,
that's great.
Good morning, Mitch.
Thank you.
There you go.
Check
out the webcam and you can see her Nirvana sweater and her straightened hair. It's great.
Nirvana sweater?
I've never gotten
that.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like Nirvana.
I'm down. Great.
I'm here.
90s are coming back.
Oh, that would be sad. Nobody wants CNC Music Factory.
Oh, okay. CNC Music Factory.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's not 90s to me. To me, 90s is Oasis, Third Eye Blind, Stone Temple Pilots, Nirvana, Bush. Bush just came out with a new record. Mm-hmm. You just played a show in Albuquerque where Incubus headlined. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
90s are coming back.
So, yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Holes in jeans?
Nobody wants that.
Here's
those
the lesson.
Huge JNCO jeans.
Here's the
awkward.
Not that.
No,
sorry.
No.
Not that.
Not us 90s, like good
90s. Oh, okay.
Not awkward high school teenage years. Good 90s.
Sorry.
Just the music and the... So here's your lesson.
Okay.
Start saving money the Dave Ramsey way.
Okay. Thank you.
So that when you're in your 40s and 50s, Amberlin doesn't have to come back.
Oh!
So that you guys can pay your bills.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
That's so
I like
true.
It.
Do
I
you
like
really
it.
Want to be in skinny jeans when you're 50 years old, like... On stage,
I don't
you know?
do no
you
more.
Do.
No, I do not.
I would love it if you know the longevity of Amberlin lasted that long.
No,
because you
man.
Totally.
I don't want to do that. I'm no good at that.
Road life for that long. Written no.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, we're good. Then you can retire and do radio. See,
oh,
something you love.
Good,
something you love. Waking up at 5 o'clock every morning.
I love it.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
It's incredible. All right, we got to do this here legal thing, but we rocked way too early Wednesday this morning for everybody who was brave enough to wake up with us in the 6 o'clock hour on your Wednesday. And so, took a lot of requests, played a lot of crazy things, and our final request right after this, Demon Hunter, Static Radio.
This is 88.3 FM.
Demon Hunter.
Oh, Ryan Clark.
If you missed that music video, go check it out at facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's our final request for Way Too Early Wednesday. And, yeah. That was awesome.
That's incredible. And that guy's so multi-talented. He actually has, he's actually been Grammy nominated for his design and artwork for Norma Jean Records. He actually has done both Anchor and Braille Records.
Really?
Yep. Wow. First three Amber Lynn. He's all over the place. Foo Fighters.
I was going to say the Foo.
Yeah, tons and tons of people.
Yeah, we just talked to him a few weeks ago, actually, for New Music Tuesday. If you missed that interview, you can check it out at mystaticradio.com. He talks a lot about that, actually, Invisible Creature, and
yeah, he's good.
What he would prefer, actually. We straight up asked him, you know, what is your passion, what is your love, and what would you prefer? And so his answer was very interesting. You'll have to check it out at mystaticradio.com. That's called a tease. See
I like
that?
It. I see what you mean.
Now people have to go to the website because I'm not going to answer the question for you.
Dang it.
I know. It is now officially the 7 o'clock hour. Steve-O, Steven, and Mitch.
Woo!
Good morning, Mitch.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Just waking up.
Dude, I don't want to hear it. We've been here for over an hour.
I'm just waking up. Seriously.
Oh. Just waking up in the morning. Gotta thank God. Hey, Static.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to Static. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. This is not awkward at all. Does he have anything important to say? Because you called a radio station.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. You know how earlier you were talking about, like, how those awkward driving moments?
Yep.
Well,
you're having one right now.
Yeah. I don't really like talking with... Yeah. Anyways... My boyfriend, he's, like, right now 16, and he just barely got his driver's license, and he was driving, and all suddenly, like, he just spaces out in the middle of the road, and poof, it hit him.
Disappears.
Yeah. It was really funny. It was right in front of my house. I was like, what?
And that's how you two met? He got into a car accident, and you walked out?
Yeah.
He was in a tree.
What?
He was in a tree, and he fell out of the tree, and somebody pushed him out of the way.
I feel like I've
seen
this.
And a car hit him.
Oh, I see. And then
his name's Calvin Klein?
Yes.
Anyone?
I got it. I'm there with you.
Thank you.
So wait. So seriously, your boyfriend got into an accident?
Well, he's not my boyfriend no more, but he used to be my boyfriend.
Hey, real quick. He's not my boyfriend anymore. That's a double negative.
That means he is your boyfriend.
I'm just trying to. I'm sorry. My wife's like a grammar queen.
So why do you have to be the grammar queen?
I have to. They are one. We are one. Yeah. That's true.
Boring.
Yeah.
I think we have that on here.
Just trying to help her. Anyways.
So I'm sorry. I lost the story. So.
Car accident.
She can outside. Yeah, got
boyfriend.
It. Yep.
Explosions.
Oh no.
Optimus Prime showed up.
And okay. So he blanked out. He zoned out and then got in a car accident.
Yeah. And then he woke up.
My house is like right, like in the main road.
Was he stalking you?
No, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Michelle!
I'm sorry,
on.
I'm asking the important
Maybe
question. That's the important.
She got in a car accident.
Wow. In-depth journalism.
Wow. thank you for the call. I think she was just...
Yes.
I don't get the context because I wasn't listening earlier.
Anyway, I got into a car accident at 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
Because I was distracted by the radio. I think that's what she was referring to.
Which isn't even where the conversation started, okay? Because you back it up a little further and a dad called in for too early Wednesday.
Oh my goodness.
At 6 o'clock this morning to let us know he was on his way to pick up his son from work who works a graveyard shift. He was picking up his son who's 20 and does not have his driver's license.
Oh, that makes me want to vomit.
Except you can't say anything because, Mitch, please tell Steven how old you were when you got your driver's license.
Can we talk about how I lived in the East Mountains and my mom was not going to pay for driver's ed $300? Mm-hmm. So I had to wait until I was 18.
Why did she pay 18? Zero? Why did she pay zero and take you out to a Walmart parking lot and let you drive around like a real person?
Because the state requires that we have to have...
Yeah.
Experience if you're under 18.
But if
you're at 18, you don't have to take driver's ed.
Right.
Speaking of crazy Albuquerque laws, I just got pulled over yesterday right outside.
No way!
Yeah, right outside.
Seatbelt?
No, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
No one told me I can't be on my cell phone.
Oh!
And this is this. Wait, wait, anything. Wait, wait, time out.
So sorry. Okay,
I would love to see this on Cops because it would literally be the slowest pullover of all time. Okay, check this out. I'm not, okay, so I'm pulling out of this parking lot, and you know there's this massive median to go left.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going across the median, and there's nobody coming to my left, so I'm going real slow. So I'm going like 5 miles an hour on my cell phone, basically park in the median waiting for cars. The cop goes, he's coming this way, you know, the opposite way, slowly pulls around me, comes up to my passenger window, turns on the lights, and then gets out. I'm like, this is the slowest motion. I was like in a dream. I was like, what is happening?
He had to know. Because you have different license plates.
That's why he let me go, is because he circled my car in going 1 mile an hour.
Right.
And I was like, what is going on?
This song's called Tokyo. Good morning. 7:38 now. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O, Steven, and Mitch.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
What? So, this morning's been like
awesome.
ADD radio.
No.
It's been great. It's been all over the place. It's been fun. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. I want to talk about something.
Okay.
As if we, as Christians, need another excuse or reason why we have to defend our faith and explain to the world that we're not all jerks. Interesting story yesterday.
Okay.
A Beaverton Grace Bible Church is suing a family.
Okay.
A church is suing a family because they gave the church a bad review online.
Okay.
Oh, I'm being totally serious. Officials at Beaverton Grace Bible Church weren't too thrilled to learn that a former member had written negative online reviews of the service and the congregation, so they filed a lawsuit against an Oregon mother and her family. Julie Ann Smith, her daughter, and three other commenters are facing a $500,000 defamation claim after Pastor Charles O'Neill indicated their reviews included harmful descriptions such as cult, creepy, and spiritual abuse. And so what other way to prove that you're not a cult than to sue a family?
Wow.
Apparently this family attended the church a few years ago, but after leaving the congregation, she took to the internet to express her feelings. They say they do it with restaurants and hotels, and I thought, why not do it with this church? I wanted to warn people, it's not the best place, not their favorite place. But after churchgoers began adding their own positive remarks, this lady created a blog titled Beaverton Grace Bible Church Survivors to share her thoughts about the experience at this church. In her introduction, she states that she received the lawsuit days after the blog went live back in February, and since then, she's used the platform to chronicle her journey in dealing with the lawsuit and with the church. The blog also contains scanned images of the original complaint, which include phrases from Smith's reviews that allegedly troubled Pastor O'Neill, and so they decided, hey, let's sue this family. Why not? So the phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Yeah. Static.
What's up? So, calling about that incident with the church and the lady suing, or the church suing the family.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty crazy. So, well, here's, like, I got a couple of thoughts on it. Like, number one, like, I mean, I don't want to say that the, you know, that the church, you know, is totally not at fault and, you know, that this lady's wrong and they're justified in the lawsuit, but... You know, one of the things that she should have done is the Bible talks about, you know, if you know, our brother has offended us, to go to our brother. And so I think that's kind of like a step that the lady missed out. I mean, she might have had good intentions on, you know, doing the blog and warning people that the doctrine wasn't sound. But, I mean, she definitely could have gone to, you know, the church first and maybe talk to the pastor. And I know that one thing that, you know, I've seen happen in some churches, and it's mainly like the area of worship. You know, people have a problem with the worship. Oh, the worship is... it's too rock, or it's too, or it's not enough gospel, or it's too much, or,
right.
You know, and a lot of people in the congregation will kind of sit and complain rather than getting up and not saying something in an aggressive way, but, you know, going to the leaders that are set forth in the church before us to kind of,
true.
You know, voice, voice their opinion.
Yeah, I get all that, but isn't there a blatant scripture in Bible that's like basically don't sue your brother, like don't sue another Christian? And so now, so this, here's a pastor. Now, I understand like a person in the church, but here's a pastor who's first off getting ticked at Yelp. Like, who cares?
Right,
it's like a rating system. I don't, you know, whatever. You're going to always have critics, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't care what music or
does that mean I can
radio.
Sue the guy that sent that email in yesterday
yes,
about
you
the morning
should.
Show?
Absolutely.
Talking about how self-centered I am and how much I suck?
I think it's defamation of property.
Yeah.
You know?
I own you.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, sure, she should have done that, but the church just freaking took it over. They just, Carl Lewis, they just took it over the edge. They just crossed that line.
Right.
And, you know, and the Bible talks about that leaders are held to a higher standard, you know.
Book
that,
of James,
as, you know,
yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, as church leaders, I mean, they should have the knowledge and the intestinal fortitude to know that, you know what, Christians come under all kinds of persecution, even from other Christians, and that they're supposed to be at a point of leadership where, you know, the pastor's job is to look out for the flock, yes, but to go to the point to almost stoop to a worldly level and a fleshly level of suing somebody else. I mean, the pastor, too, could have gone to that person and ministered to them in love and sought for areas where he could grow as a pastor.
Right.
So it's kind of sad all around. But, I mean, I feel sorry for the poor lady. I mean, you know, getting sued for, was it $500,000?
Yeah, $500,000 because they weren't a fan. Now, this could open up. Think about all the people who do, you know, getting back to restaurants or, you know, businesses. If the church actually won this lawsuit, think of all of the other businesses that could then go forward and say, hey, look at all these bad reviews for our food or bad reviews for the service or bad reviews for, we can sue them for their personal opinion. I mean,
it's also sad because as like a worldly perspective, I know one of the biggest problems that the world has is you get the standpoint of hypocrites in the church. And that's what a lot of people who aren't believers feel. Now, I myself, I got a bunch of tattoos. I got about 40 tattoos.
Wow.
And I have a friend of mine that I was kind of ministering to, and he's all tatted up. You know, he's a big old tough guy. And we were talking about church, and he was like, well, it's full of a bunch of hypocrites. You know, they preach one thing and they act another way in the world. And that's the typical worldly response of why they don't go to church. And this is a perfect way to turn the unbelieving community off to even wanting to step foot into a church.
It's true.
As they hear about stuff like this, and it's, you know, one apple ruins the whole batch kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
thanks for the call, man.
I would love to hear what the pastor's, you know, justification was for suing. Like, how do you get around verses?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's his way to weave and maneuver around that?
And we don't know the whole story. Maybe the woman did go forward to the pastor. Or it's kind of hard, though, because you're asking someone who feels spiritually / emotionally abused, as she said. She feels like this is a cult, that this isn't something of Christ. And therefore, do you still adhere to Matthew 18 where it says, go to your brother? Because this person, according to her, isn't a brother. They're a cult. They're scary. They're spiritually abusive.
Yeah.
And it's like asking the victim to go confront her attacker. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I don't know. Food for thought, 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey. That church is... Yikes. I had something that's entirely on my mind. But... Did you say that was Beaverton Baptist Church?
It was, no, it was Beaverton Grace Bible Church, which is kind of hilarious that they're called Grace Church.
But
I guess I was mixing it up with Westboro.
You're mixing it, yeah. Which actually, it's interesting, because Westboro Baptist Church has nothing to do with the Baptist Church.
No.
It's in the name, but the Baptist Church is like...
They have more in common with demons than with the Baptist Church.
True story. So...
Yep. But the reason I called is I want to hear Mitch sing.
Oh!
Is this Dominic?
No.
Okay.
This is a guy named Josh.
Oh, okay. This is a guy named Josh.
You want to hear Mitch sing?
Why?
Yeah.
What does
that
have to do with anything?
I love it. I'm in.
Nothing.
I vote for it.
All right, sweet.
No,
okay,
no.
Ready?
Me and... Yep.
No.
Do you need a warm-up?
No.
We're going to have Sanctus Real on the show on the 9 o'clock hour. They're going to bring some instruments, and they're going to... Yeah, they're going to be... throwing down some awesomeness.
Why don't you sing one of their songs for everybody?
I don't know.
To remind everyone.
You love Sanctus Real.
You just
said it yourself.
Yeah.
This
off
is
the
not
air,
on
you
topic.
Freaked out that Sanctus Real.
This
out.
Is the topic.
You're like, Sanctus Real is coming!
No, that would be if like Justin Timberlake were coming.
That's... okay.
No.
Yes. We all voted. Okay, vote. Let's vote.
Okay.
We're a democracy. Two out of three.
Two out of three.
Actually, three. Because we got the phone caller who called in.
Three out of four.
You hung up on him.
So.
Why does he want to hear me sing?
I don't know.
No, that makes me nervous.
Here you go. Sing just real.
I don't.
Sing along. No. Sing along.
I'm going to back away from the microphone now.
Come on.
Singing.
You sing.
No, go for it.
No, I can't. Wait.
You're ruining this moment.
I can't do it.
You are ruining this moment.
How do you say it again?
Ruining this moment?
Ruining.
Ruining this moment. What?
Ruining.
I don't know.
Ruining?
Mm-hmm.
Like a ruin?
Yeah, ruining.
Like the ruins of time?
Yeah, I'm not going to sing. So.
You're ruining. Isn't it different? Is it ruin and ruining?
Different.
Totally different. Are you guys? I'm from Texas, man. I'm from Texas. All right, fine. You're not going to sing?
No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
If you're just joining us, Mitch sucks.
I'm over it. I'm over it. Look at
also,
that color.
Also, so does Beaverton Grace Bible Church.
Yay!
Apparently, they weren't too thrilled to find out that a former member of their congregation wrote a negative review of the service and the congregation. So the church has filed a lawsuit against an Oregon mother and her family. $500,000 lawsuit that this family is facing. It's a defamation claim because this woman put that she wasn't a fan of their church, that they felt like a cult, that it was weird. And so, yeah, thoughts. 505-338-3700. Hello, Static.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Awesome. Good, man. How you doing?
We're doing.
I just wanted to call and throw in my vote because I have never heard Mitch sing either.
Yay!
Okay, just throw this story away.
I've heard Steve, I've heard William, I've heard Steven. We haven't heard Mitch.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is she sings for worship here at Calvary of Albuquerque, so we know she's a singer.
Yep.
Hello?
That puts so much more pressure on me. I can't
do it. Yeah,
that's
4 out of 5.
I mean, she's a professional singer.
No, I'm not. Don't call me a professional.
Come on.
I don't know what to sing.
Okay, we can give you the option to rap or sing.
Okay.
You can do one.
I rapped the other day.
No, that was, I'm saying like a full song.
I don't know a full
song. We'll give you the music. Okay.
My downfall with every song, lyrics. I don't know lyrics.
We'll pull some up.
No.
Here, if you don't know lyrics, then we're talking about this Beaverton Grace Church. Sing the story.
I can't do that.
Sing the story.
I also cannot make up melodies.
You don't
this
have to.
This is why I'm not in a band.
Listen,
I'm not a songwriter.
Beaverton Grace Bible Church, all right? Picture yourself in fields of glory, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the music, all right?
No, I can't.
Yeah, girl.
Here you go.
Oh, look, you got
sing
you got
that
it.
Song, girl.
I'm not.
He's
I'm
doing
in
harmonies.
Lord of the Rings.
I'm doing the harmonies. Do it.
I'm in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you are. Do it.
No.
Okay. Do it in the Shire.
No.
Fine.
If I told you to sing Justin Bieber, I bet you could do it in a heartbeat.
Really, there's a
go ahead.
Who texts you that?
I don't know.
Who texts you that?
Oh, no.
What's that?
I'm willing to bet.
Wow, let's hear it.
A professional singer texted that. So, I'm just saying.
Chrissy?
Come on, Bieber.
No.
Come on, Biebs.
Oh, wow.
You can do it.
No. Yep.
This is dragging on way too long. Just do it.
Yep, you're killing us.
Come on. I can't. Yeah, it's dragging on way too long, and I'm going to drag it on a little bit longer.
Ready, go.
No, because you don't have that bed. That's weird. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
I'm sorry.
We don't have
I'm
any
not
Justin
sorry,
Bieber.
Actually. I don't have any Justin Bieber. Are you kidding me?
What is your problem? Jeez, I'm so disappointed.
Man. Static.
Hey.
Good morning.
I was just calling about the Grace Bible Church.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
I just feel like we should be handling the situation differently as Christians, you know. And personally, I have like dealt with cult people, and it's you know, there's this truth behind everything, I feel, and I just feel like, I don't know, we should be setting better examples.
So do you think if, let's say, you know, you're talking about dealing with the cult and the way to deal with it. I think of Paul, who talks about, hey, if someone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that we've said here already in scripture, let them be accursed. In fact, I say again, and he reiterates, dude, curse, curse, curse. So let them be cursed, but that doesn't necessarily mean let them be blasted on Facebook or wherever. So you think, hey, let God handle it? Or do you think we should be better stewards and say, hey, man, these guys are kind of crazy? I mean, honestly, if you had a brother who was going to this church and it was like, dude, these guys are whack jobs, would you want to tell your friend
to go?
to steer away from that church if you thought that they were crazy?
I just believe in teaching from the Bible, you know, directly. So if they're not, they're not doing that, and if it's cult, like, I don't understand the situation very
right.
much, but, you know.
Right.
So,
right
yeah,
on.
Probably.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I've got some actual quotes from the lady, so we can get a better handle. This is what she said. Song called We'll Make It Someday. I'm a fan, man.
Good for you.
I am a fan. That would be Matt from the Classic Crime and his lovely wife. And yeah, they're actually going to be doing going out on the road.
They are. I think it's July, late
yeah.
July.
So incredible. So yeah, there it is. Joining us in studio, actually, I'm playing the wrong music because I've got a theme song for this lovely lady. To my left, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Welcome.
Beautiful day.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We got lots of clothes for you.
Thank you.
I'm so
excited. That.
And I say we, but I really mean a listener who was listening to the last time you were on the show, and we were talking about the homeless situation in Albuquerque and what you guys need right now. We got four trash bags full of clothes.
Thank you.
Incredible.
So very much.
So, for those who don't know, Albuquerque Rescue Mission, it is... in the downtown area.
Yep.
You guys,
Street.
Yeah, you serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week.
Yep.
And you could always use volunteer help for that.
Always.
Always, always.
Yep.
You provide meals for the homeless and, man, when you have it, clothing,
mm-hmm.
Food, anything that people, man. And you guys also do a winter shelter during the winter months
mm-hmm.
where you actually house people for... How many people this last winter for the winter shelter?
It averaged about 300 a night.
300 a
wow.
night. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, being spring now, the winter shelter is closed, so those 300 people kind of wherever right now.
Yeah.
But that makes the need greater for the rescue mission as far as food, as far as clothing need, as far as... Man, I'm sure...
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Where were you last Friday when the storms hit? Did you
right.
get hail?
We did get hail.
Yeah, we
I
had
was,
hail
yeah.
and heavy rains. The streets were flooded.
It was crazy.
And I thought to myself, my shoes are going to get ruined when I walk out to my car.
Yeah.
And then I looked out the window at work and saw all the homeless trying to find shelter from the hail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, how many... I know the number is really hard to put a number to, but... what would you say in the Albuquerque area? What is the homeless situation currently?
Well, there's about 10,000 who are homeless.
Okay.
6,000 of those are children.
How many are children?
6,000.
What?
Yeah. This is Albuquerque. Albuquerque area. And so that's why I was very excited when I opened one of those trash bags and there was brand new socks and underwear for children specifically.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so I know one of the greatest needs for you guys is always socks and underwear because,
yeah.
man.
Always.
That is, yeah, that is a huge need. And so if you're listening right now, we are a drop-off point. If you would like to drop off some clothes for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, you can drop it off here or go straight to the Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
ABQRescue.org is the website, or 346-HOPE, the phone number. And you guys are located on 2nd Street, where is it, in between?
525, just south of Cole.
Cole, that's right.
Yeah.
Lead and Cole, right? In between.
Coal and iron.
Coal and iron.
Yeah.
Okay. I get them all confused.
I know, they're all metals.
I'm not a blacksmith. I don't remember all of the streets down there. So, but yeah, so there it is. And obviously, clothing need and donation need.
Yes.
Which can be taken care of at abqrescue.org as well. Because you guys do so much for the home. In fact, this is what I do, and this is my suggestion, honestly. Anytime I see somebody on the corner, you never know what that person's going to do with the cash. You really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're going to buy. You
That's
don't know
true.
Where they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what God has put over you guys. Hey,
yep.
take charge and help the homeless in Albuquerque. So this is the ministry that you do. So rather than give the guy on the corner that 10 bucks, how about you give it to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission? Because, man, 10 bucks for you guys goes a long way,
yeah.
right? I mean,
yep.
you feed hundreds of people twice a day. You do breakfast and dinner every single day, 6 days a week, I should say. Mm-hmm. Not Sundays. 6 days a week, there's a little devotional, right? And then you guys hand out trays. And so you're sharing the love of Christ and then sharing the love of Christ. You're showing them that love with food.
Yep.
And so one of my favorite ministries in town by far, obviously.
Oh,
well, because,
thank you.
Well, I mean, Christ was all about meeting someone's physical need, because they're not going to care if you just walk up to some homeless guy and say, hey, man, you need Jesus. But if you hand somebody a meal and say, man, we love you. Mm-hmm. Here's a meal. And I don't know when your next one's going to come, but I do know that there is hope for you. Mm-hmm. And it's found in Jesus Christ, which you guys do every single day. I praise the Rescue Mission for being good stewards of what God has called you to do, because it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So
I appreciate your help.
ABQRescue.org, the website, ABQRescue.org. Or 346-HOPE, the phone number. And like I said, 6 days a week, you guys provide breakfast and dinner. And I'm sure you could always use somebody handing out trays.
Absolutely.
Or putting the food on the trays. It is a life-changing experience. I know it was for me. I was tray guy.
Yeah. If you can't be there to serve meals, if it's too early or too late in the day for you, come during the middle of the day and volunteer. We need a lot of help on the facility.
Okay.
So there that'll work.
All right. And, of course, as always, cash donations are good, too.
Absolutely.
So there it is. Clothing, socks, and underwear, always important. And I'm going to help you carry these out because they're pretty heavy.
Oh, thanks.
Which is great. So, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us for a minute. All right. 346-HOPE. That's 346-HOPE. Or, of course, abqrescue.org. Right now, we got some Tall Heart for you. Static Radio, good morning. Marsh, Never Easy. Love that song. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome. 8:22 now. Steve-O, Steven, and Celeste.
Hey.
You can catch her every weekday from 6 to midnight.
Yep.
You're here early.
I'm usually here at this time.
I know. You have long days.
I do.
You have really long days.
Wait, 6 at night to midnight?
To midnight.
I'm sorry, what are you doing here? That does not make sense. I'm not coming in at 4 a.m. to prepare for a 6 a.m. show.
Yeah.
That's what professionals would do, I'm sure.
Hey, I get here at like 5:50 a.m. for our 6 a.m. show.
But you have like a 2-hour drive, so I assume you think about what we're going to talk about.
That's actually very true, yeah.
So what do you do? What are you doing here right now, Celeste?
I'm working.
Why did you think this was a good idea?
Surprisingly, there's other things that have to be done around here besides talking.
That's true. Yeah.
Lies.
Unlike you.
Yeah.
Lies. He does a morning show. Literally, the second the morning show's over, I'm like, okay, I need to.
I got places.
Dude, you want to go? Let's go to. Go with me to Astros today. Come on. You know you want to.
Is it that free comic day?
That's the comic. No, it's not free comic day. We just go every Wednesday to get our books because they sponsor us and give us free comics.
You'll get one.
Today's Wednesday.
I guess not.
I'll go.
You already went. Didn't you already go?
No, I actually didn't. I was just in that vicinity.
Oh.
And I texted you. I was like, do you want me to pick up your comic books?
I'm like, no. I do it myself.
You do it yourself. So,
Steven, are you into the comics and the things like that?
Yes. When I was 13, I was totally into it, but now not so much.
I need support in this station. I'm only saying
I'm not into it now.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I was when I was like 13, 14. And then...
No comment.
No comment.
Wow.
I'm stoked to have been in comic books. Like, I have tons and tons from when I was a kid. And then Freaks and Ghouls. No, but for real, I did. I have tons of them. I think they're going to be worth something someday.
No.
So it's like, they're like antiques.
Antiques?
I'm just saying because... I'm the only person now that's here that isn't
into comic books.
Yeah.
Maybe we should remedy that by giving you a cool comic to read.
But I don't... I mean, I like the pretty pictures. I do.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
There you go. See, the art's great.
But... I don't have a good reason why Tetris music is great.
Is that
because we're nerds?
Comic book? Oh,
we're nerds.
Sorry.
What would you prefer? If we're talking nerdy, I could give us like Lord of the Rings.
There you go.
It's pretty nerdy.
I'm down with Lord of the Rings.
There we go.
Oh, so you're down with Lord of the Rings, but you're making fun of me for liking comics.
I'm not making fun of you.
Tons of people like Lord of the Rings and not comic books.
That's dumb.
I mean, literally, it's like millions and millions of people went.
Yeah.
Tens like comic books.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
You know, they still have all the stuff set up in New Zealand from the movies.
Really?
Uh-huh. I have friends.
So you've heard. You went, actually.
I went.
You
went.
The Shire. I was there.
Yeah, I forgot
your famous. The Tree of Life.
You get to go do things like that.
You saw the Tree of Life?
Is that what it's called? Tree of Life?
It's the Circle of Life.
Whatever.
What? That's Lion not Lord King of the Rings.
That's pretty amazing.
It was great.
I'm telling you.
You got to climb into their little houses.
Really?
You went to the Shire.
Yeah.
Is it like an attraction to where you pay?
You do pay, but the thing about it is it's for sheep. You know, so it's a farm, basically. Oh. So it stinks so bad.
Right.
Everywhere you go, you're hobbits. Just like, oh, man.
That gives you, like, an understanding. Hobbits are kind of funky people.
Were they smelling?
Yeah, big old hairy feet and,
yep.
You know.
Check.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
There
you go. Hobbits are going to come attack you tonight.
Wow.
As
not me. I'm telling you.
You're telling her what?
I'm a fan. I can't believe you can make fun of comic books, but you're like, oh,
I was not making fun.
What's wrong? I think that's justified.
How? It's so nerdy.
I was trying to point out.
No, it's not. It was a great movie. That's very well done movie.
So?
How do you go from Lord of the Rings to, like, video game comics? Isn't that kind of like two different worlds?
Video game comics? I don't read video game comics.
Well, no, you guys are all up in your video games with the guide. And
okay.
You've got
comic books. And we do movie
cartoony
reviews.
Cartoony thingies, as uh-huh. I met in the cartoon area.
Okay.
And then there's Lord of the Rings, which is like this beautiful... I didn't read
epic.
The books.
You didn't... Okay, you're fired.
Film major. I'm in it for the awesome majesty of the film.
Tell me you've at least read the books.
No.
Really?
Dude, if I'm going to dedicate that much...
support!
If I'm going to dedicate that much time to a book, it better like teach me something or be a, you know... I'm not saying he's not a great author. I got better things to do.
Oh.
I'll condense it. I'll watch the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Did that hurt your heart a little bit?
Okay, I'm going to be really nerdy and serious for a second.
The book was so much...
When my wife and I got married...
You read it to her every...
I was talking about The Hobbit. True story. And she's like, oh, I never read The Hobbit. I said, what? You've never read The Hobbit? Chapter 1. And I read the entire book to my wife.
And that's
Kid
how
you
they
not.
Fell in love?
And that's when she fell asleep.
Every night before Every night. Bed. I'm like, why are you so tired? I don't understand.
No, please read.
I did character voices. I did everything.
You did.
I did.
You know, I really thought you were going to do is say, I didn't know she didn't read The Hobbit, so I cut out part of the book and put the engagement ring. That would have been like the ultimate nerd.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I don't know.
That's dumb. I proposed way better than that.
How'd you do it?
I took her to the comic book store and I...
It's a long, boring story.
Well, give us the synopsis.
Okay,
here you go. I'll give you the quick inversion.
Okay.
Our first quote-unquote date, we were hanging out it was like a meteor shower, right? Mm. I'd never really seen falling stars before because I'm a dude and who cares, right? So we're hanging out and I'm looking around and I keep missing them because I'm talking to her because I'm more interested in her, which is probably a good thing.
Good boy.
And so... She starts looking for constellations, and she says, oh, Big Dipper. And I said, oh, cool, Little Dipper's got to be. And we both look over at the Little Dipper, and a shooting star goes through it. I'm like, hey, shooting star. We saw that together. Okay, fast forward.
Okay. It's like a movie.
Okay. So I say, hey, there's another meteor shower. You got to come hang out. We'll jump on my roof and totally rock that. And I had like a flat roof area, right? Mm-hmm. And so... I then, in turn, went and bought trash bags full of red rose petals and white rose petals, okay? So I laid out red rose petals over my entire roof. And then I threw out white rose petals like stars, right? So the red rose petals were the sky, and the white rose petals was stars.
Wow.
And then I laid candles out everywhere to signify other stars, right? So then I made a constellation of, like, I got big candles and made a constellation of the Little Dipper, right, on my roof. And then I used a rose. Like shooting through it like the shooting star, and the head of the shooting star was the ring, and I had that opened.
Is this a real story?
This is absolute honest to God truth how
wow.
I did it. Then I had my roommate and I, his name Jake, actually Jacob, he'll be here on the show Friday, and he anyways, I had him help me, and we set up a stereo system. Basically we set up speakers and got it all up on the roof, so that when she climbed up on the roof and turned the corner, I had a remote in my pocket and played our song, Sam Cooke, Nothing Can Ever Change This Love I Have For You, right? So that started playing, and she went, and I caught her and said, Chrissy, I love you.
My gosh.
Have you read The Hobbit? But that's really how I proposed. That was it.
That's pretty good.
So
that was good, man. That is really impressive. Yeah. Where's the hand claps there?
Give yourself cheers.
There you go.
Oh. Seriously, I really didn't. I would not have guessed that.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I really would.
Really? How would I have proposed? Let's be honest. How would I have proposed?
Okay, so You were just got done watching a marathon of Transformer cartoons. After the marathon is over and you realize that that you had literally watched all of them and the season was over and that final episode, you go, you know, the episodes may be over, but not our relationship.
Oh my God.
This is just the beginning. And you said, would you make me Mr. Optimus Prime?
No, come on. You'd have to say something like, wow. Chrissy, with you, there's more than meets the eye.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
So that's what you'd have to do. Yeah, I'm just saying,
you know,
Linkin Park starts playing Transformer song. I get down on one knee.
You have the power to transform my life, Chrissy.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. See, that's kind of what I was thinking.
By the power of Grayskull.
I was a bad boy, but you've transformed me into this.
Wow.
That was bad.
Wow.
All of it's bad. But you know what's sad is somebody has actually done
that. Somebody's probably done that. And absolutely. I'm willing to bet that somebody got married. And when they got married, the pastor said, by the power of Grayskull, I am now pronounce you.
No, that has absolutely happened.
You know what I'm saying?
There's, yeah.
He-Man.
Does that have He-Man?
Because, you know, you see all those, like, wedding shows where people have, like, you know, themed weddings. So they do, like, Star Wars and all that. That's
ridiculous. I would never, ever knew.
Oh, my goodness. My sister.
That's what. Oh, sorry.
She walked down to the Halo, like, song.
What?
It was the most dramatic. I felt like someone
Are you serious?
That's rad.
Okay, no, it is not.
No, I'm saying, here's why I'm saying that's rad, because I don't think anybody in there would get that except for those people who have played it.
So. I got it, and I was crying my eyes out because it's so dramatic. It's like, that's like dying.
No, that's good.
No, that's, you're supposed to be crying your eyes out.
When, for the,
that would suck. That would be kind of like, oh.
See, our wedding was so, like, romantic, and we wanted it, so we had candles, and it was all set, and when Chrissy came up, it was like, please rise.
She looks awesome.
And she came out to storm. No, I'm just kidding. No, not at all. Could you imagine?
They had her suspended from the ceiling flying
through.
Do you take Steve-O, who may or may not be my son? To be
that would be awful. That would be awful.
No, you remember Victoria? You guys used to call in the morning?
Yeah.
That one.
No way.
Yeah.
She did a Star Wars one.
That's like where their relationship butted. They would play Halo like across town with each other.
No. Okay, strike one, two, and three.
Hey, they're married. They have a beautiful child.
Wow.
Come on.
Did they name the kid Halo?
Yeah.
Dude, we had some pretty scary names coming up because his last name is Ball. So, like, there's a lot.
Be careful.
There's a lot of different, like, Star.
Starball?
Ping. Pong.
Ping pong ball. Wow. I like that. Ping pong ball.
It was a fun 9 months.
Awful.
No, they didn't. His name is Ezekiel, so.
Okay,
oh,
he's,
good.
He's like mostly normal.
Okay, he's mostly normal. He came out with elf ears, but other than that, he's totally fine.
He's a cutie.
See, no, we rocked normal music. I didn't do any, because I know, he came out when, you know, the gentleman came out. He came out to James Bond. Like, he came out. Kid you not.
That's awesome.
You know, he's in a tux and he's James Bond.
I get it.
Yeah, no. No, we had, like, my wife came out to a song by Lamb, Gorecki by Lamb. We used Radiohead.
Nice.
But it was funny because when we were doing communion, we used a Hans Zimmer theme song from True Romance, one of my favorite worst movies of all time. It's terrible. Don't go see it. It's really, really gnarly. But it was written by Quentin Tarantino, directed by Tony Scott. And so we used that theme song. But afterwards, a couple of people were like, Was that the Lion King? What was that theme song? I'm like, oh, you ruined it.
Don't think about it. Just listen.
Just enjoy the moment. Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know how.
You should have played Halo.
How we got on that tangent, but 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Steve-O, Steven, and our dear friend Celeste hanging out this morning. Right now, we got some thrice for you. Song's called Come All You Weary. Static Radio. Cold War kids, I've seen enough. Static Radio, 841 now. Steve-O, Steven, and Celeste.
Oh, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Sup?
You know, chilling. Gearing up for the big Static 500 coming up next week, actually, the 23rd through the 25th. Thinking of the list of artists and pastors and just cool people that we have coming on the show. Sonny from POD.
Really?
Be hanging out. Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be huge.
It's one of those moments I'm stoked to be working here.
Welterweight fighter in the UFC, Diego Sanchez, is going to be in studio for the morning show for a part of it. I can't wait for him to school.
I'm going to Indian leg wrestle.
I know you want to. You do. I know you really want to.
I'm going to oil up and Indian leg wrestle.
You said this, and I'm so hoping.
I want to wear a wrestling onesie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just come in with the headgear.
That's on
Please
Wednesday,
do.
Right? Because I won't.
No, that's on Friday.
Oh, dang.
That's on Friday. And next week, I've got the whole list. I mean, we've got Micah from O Sleeper. We've got Ryan Clark from Demon Hunter. There's hundreds of people calling in. So I don't know. It's going to be going from 6 to 6. Be praying now for the ministry because, you know, we are a listener-supported station and we do need financial help. And that's why we're doing it. So this is your chance to jump on board, hang out, help us out. It's called the Static 500 because we need 500 new either one-time gifts or if you want to jump on a monthly basis, 500 people. That's what we need.
On the website right now, there's a donate now button.
True story.
You can just get your money in quick.
There you go.
Now, fast.
Yeah.
Beat them.
Yeah.
And the way I've been describing it is like a relationship. Like the listener, you feel loved when we play you awesome music and bring you cool events. We feel loved. Our love language is gifts. So help us out, right?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's true. And the truth is, you know, you spend $15 on a crappy 3D movie that didn't even really entertain you for an hour and a half.
And you got sick and threw up.
And we're here every day for you.
Just one movie.
Yeah. One movie, buzz. 2 hours of your life. We're Maybe. Here forever.
Or like I said last time, I was like, if you like us even like a little bit, like if there's any positivity whatsoever with you towards Static, like turn that into $3. Yeah. Please.
Dude, every dollar helps. And so we're gearing up for this big Static 500. I'm really excited. We're going to have bands in studio. You're going to be doing a live acoustic concert here in the studio.
I am?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's going to be incredible.
That's awesome. What? Thanks, bro. Not a problem.
I just made that up, actually. Do you play guitar? Can I ask that?
I do play guitar, not
do
as
you?
Well as you.
Oh, stop Whoa. It.
What?
Stop it.
I don't know. I do know.
Okay.
I mean, if you play in a worship band at your church, it's, you know, you probably play once a week.
I play twice a week.
Okay, so twice a week.
So, yeah.
So that's twice a week more than I've played since I've gotten here.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Have a guitar here.
There's one in the
prayer chapel.
Is there? What if I stole it out of the prayer chapel? Is that like a double? You know what I'm saying? Do I get penalized double?
There's like a special place for you. Special
Actually, I'm pretty sure that place. Belongs to Kelly. So,
yeah.
Michelle's husband.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's mine.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah.
That's
he knows Kelly.
He knows Kelly.
We go way back like a week.
Way back.
Like a whole week.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. At least. So, are you a singer? Do you sing?
Here we go.
Is this going to trap me in something?
Yep, sure is. I mean, nope.
Yeah, Mitch. No, I heard what you guys did to Michelle earlier.
Yeah, she wouldn't sing for us.
So
That's
sad.
Because this is awkward.
No, it sings on.
Yeah, it is.
I sang this morning on radio.
Yeah?
What did you sing?
I didn't say.
I didn't hear it.
We played some.
That counts.
Just counts.
We did. We played a song that you sang.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. So,
let's play a song that, you know.
You want to try?
Do you rap?
I don't rap.
Because that would be awesome.
I tried once, and I can't. It's me and the rhythm. We're not friends. Sorry.
That's fine. I completely understand.
I'm not going to sing. Just sing.
All right.
Like, I could, but then it could turn out not very good at all.
And what if I throw on, like, Christopher Cross? Would that just...
I don't even know who that is.
What?
Chris Cross will make you jump.
You don't know Christopher Cross?
This is Chris Cross. I just thought this was your music then.
Christopher Cross, not Chris Cross. There's totally
it's Chris Cross.
It's
Chris
Cross. It's like Chris Cross.
This makes me jump.
Getting excited?
Are we going to do
Can you feel
thing?
It?
Yeah.
Come on.
With your woo.
That was a dance. Come on, get excited. Do something.
I'm sitting. I can't.
All right.
I'm comfortable.
There it is.
I'm not gonna sing.
Whatever. 8:46 now. You're listening to Static Radio, and I apologize for that. Steve-O, Steven, and Celeste. She won't do...
Nobody will sing. This is ridiculous.
You broke it.
You know, this is the reason we're doing the Static 500 next week. You know how much this board cost?
A lot.
Truth be told, we're going to talk about this during the Static 500, but this board is actually the oldest one in use still in the state of New Mexico.
We're like hipsters.
Yeah,
we had it first.
Our engineers Pace Audio.
Seriously, in 1801 we had this board.
It's old, it's vintage.
Our engineers at Pace, they come out and they fix things when things break down, and they're really awesome and amazing.
They have to call
It's
Grandpa.
Really expensive.
That's an eBay, a vintage book to
Dude,
find.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously, he had to call somebody because this board is 26 years old or something like that. And so, oldest board still in use. And so he says it's good because it's like, come on, man, I know a station that's still using a 20-something. Yeah, that's not a good thing. So we actually do need a new board, and that's part of the Static 500. But the next one, the this generation of this one, the cheapest one. Cheapest one?
Uh-huh.
Take a gander. Take a guess.
Take a gander? Where am I looking?
With the numbers.
I'll just say ten grand.
What? 10 grand.
Yeah. So if anybody would like to donate 10 grand for a new board.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that I have abused it and hit it and thrown things at it when it doesn't work.
I don't think all that came from you.
Not at all, actually. This is true. This is true. Speaking of the Static 500, we're going to have a lot of really cool artists on the show. And I've got a big old list in the other room of who we're going to have on. But I'm sure we're going to talk to this guy, Stephen Keach, former frontman of Haste the Day. And current solo artist who is pretty rad. Who's doing his own thing. Steven
Keach, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I'm excited to hear Shell. I honestly, like, there's not a lot of bands that I had not heard of.
Right.
But this is one of them, and this is probably the top three as far as songs that we play.
Really?
Yeah. It's so good.
Wow.
Yep.
That's good to know.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, man. So we'll rock that right after this. Static Radio.
Static Radio would like to...
For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Yep.
I want to meet this guy.
Who? The Oh Yeah guy?
The Oh Yeah guy.
The band was called Yellow.
No, thank you. But I'm just saying.
You remember that? Or was it the band or the song? I don't remember. I think the song is called Oh Yeah.
I mean, there's somebody out there that can go, Oh Yeah.
You don't think that was computers? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is an old song. It probably was, but, you know.
Who knows?
I feel like this is pre-computers.
I think there's people that actually have that skill.
Possibly.
Imagine.
I highly doubt that.
Never mind. I want to meet that
guy. That's got to be through a keyboard. I don't know.
No? See, he can do it.
Static Radio. It's Steve-O, Steven, and our dear friend Celeste to our left. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Say something funny.
Something very funny.
Okay.
I don't have anything funny. Yeah. Sorry, I'm all out of stock.
You're on a show. You gotta like bring something.
Well, isn't this your show?
Yeah.
I'm a guest.
This is true. You are a guest.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to bring the funny.
Yes.
Okay.
And I laugh.
Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Wow.
This guy could do it.
This is a guy.
Can you just say oh yeah for
Please me? Please do it
as low as you possibly can.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So that is not computerized. That is a real
voice. No, that's a real voice. That's real. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, folks?
Wow.
Dude. Please keep talking. Just
tell us a story.
Yeah. Tell us about your childhood.
Ready, go.
That's funny. Now, actually, I was calling because I overheard you guys talking about Static 500.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you all were talking about, getting some folks in there doing an acoustic set. And I think you were saying you're asking her if she could sing or rap or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd give you a quick call and find out if you wanted to hear a quick little freestyle.
Oh, yes.
For shizzle. With that kind of voice, yeah. Do you need a beat or something? What do you need?
Nope. I'll just do it straight up.
All right. For shizzle.
Here we go.
Once M88, now cold static. Keep you grounded in the word, not living erratic. What you got up in the attic, you can maybe sell. Give profit to the station that you love so well. What you haven't gotten cash, they'll take in prayer. You know they pray for you, so it's only fair. Rare is the call for financial support. So go on and seek the will of the Lord. How many times have you said without them you'd be stunned? Yeah, seek the Lord's word about the Static 500.
Wow!
That was awesome!
That was absolutely... I don't even know what to do now. Wow. That was incredible.
There's a public access show you need to get on.
I know, right?
Called 505 Live. It's this Albuquerque rap show I watched last night.
You could bring the ratings up immediately on that. I think our ratings just went through the roof.
That was awesome. We should play that like once an hour. That should be the advertisement.
That should
the whole
be
thing.
It for the Static 500.
How did that voice produce that?
I have no idea.
Did you see how he twisted? He's like, I'm Johnny Cash. Pictures of my nizzle, I was rocking and boom.
Incredible. Incredible. Dude, thank
I'm
you.
I'm glad
for
you
the,
liked it.
Thank you for the hip hop support.
Why don't you just call in once a day?
Yeah. And then
come up with a new one every day for the next week.
There you go.
I can probably do that. When is it again? It's on Friday of next week?
Next week from Wednesday through Friday, the Static 500.
So next week, Monday through Friday, you call in every day. And do a rap.
Why not?
Let's do this.
I
can do that.
What's your MC DJ rapper name?
Retz. R-E-T-S.
R-E-T-S.
All right.
All right.
That's cool.
Can do.
Rhett's
Alrighty.
Without the tur.
I was just going to say, I was like, that'll be rude if I say that, so I'm not going to.
it actually stands for Renegade End Time Soldier.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Dude.
Wow.
You've got this place locked down.
You've thought that through.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Not a problem. And have a good one.
Thanks for the theme song from Ferris Bueller. You did a great job. It was a great job.
No worries.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Rhett's Renegade in Time Soldier. That was incredible.
That was pretty good.
Hey, joining us in studio.
I just want to say, Sir Rap-A-Lot, that was awesome.
Wasn't it amazing? You just got the big boss in the room to say that was good. That was wow.
No.
Are you leaving? That's it? You're just in for the moment?
Come on.
Well, truth be told,
yeah,
I was in for the moment because this fella, not only did he have a great low voice,
yeah,
but he rapped.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I think what he did is he called out all other budding rappers across New Mexico to create a better rap than he did. What do you think? Was that a challenge?
That was a good challenge. I like.
I
that
don't
one.
Know that anybody's going to do that.
Wait,
real fast.
I mean, honestly, nobody can.
Did
top
you see
that.
The timing of that though? That phone call ended, and then he walked in the room. I think you're Rhett's.
Are you Rhett's?
Oh, please.
Is our boss Rhett's?
Wow. Did you see? And he comes in he came in guns a-blazing complimenting. That was such a good rap. Patting his shoulder.
We call him B-Nizzle.
There
he is
go.
The B-Nicks. The B-Nizzle.
Who knows?
It was not I. That was really another guy.
That was amazing. Hey, boss, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick.
Hey.
Do you need a cello player for the Anchor and Braille Show, Steven? Because this guy plays amazing.
Or mandolin.
He plays like 27 instruments.
Accordion?
Yeah,
accordion?
Actually, I do. That'd be fun.
Do you need an accordion for a song?
Yeah, actually, that would be rad.
Okay.
Yes!
Okay.
All right, I'm in.
Are you in?
I'm in. When is
it? All right, it's Friday, June 1st, 7 o'clock at the Lobo Theater.
I'm in.
All right, there it is.
I want to go to there. That's awesome.
He plays like 27 instruments. Well, okay, how many instruments do you play? Yeah, honestly. Let's count them.
Like what I would feel comfortable from the stage?
In the studio.
Oh, in the studio.
You're a studio musician, let's be honest.
And like I could do redubs and everything?
Yeah, you do everything.
I don't know. I could probably get away with 18.
18.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
That's why you're the boss, man.
That's why he's the boss. Wow. I don't know why, actually, when you could just be in the studio making a lot more money and have a lot less stress. So.
It's because he gets to hang out with us every day.
I love that man.
Yes.
That's
he's being modest as he walks away. Truth be told,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Joey Belleville, dear friend Joey Belleville, got a studio out here anytime. Hey, I need a mandolin. Hey, I need a cello. Hey, I need a violin.
That is so funny.
I need a clarinet.
You know what's crazy about that is the fact that just goes to prove like the most talented musicians will never be found. You know what I'm saying? Like you have Justin Bieber who's like lip syncing, where you got this dude playing 18 instruments. Like me, I got -1 instruments under my belt.
Right.
Like, instruments play me. Like literally play me.
I've never heard that expression before.
I just created it.
Wow.
New T-shirt. Print. Instruments play me.
What are you talking? But you don't think your vocal cords are an instrument that you play?
No, not technically. I think they're genetics. I think anybody that has bragging rights because they're a good singer, you might as well just go thank mom and dad, shake them in the hand.
Do your parents sing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they crush it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My
aunt is an opera singer in Chicago. She was retired
right now.
She just teaches lessons in the mountains of Canada. No.
Why don't you tell us these stories? I didn't know.
Because I don't like talking about myself like you do.
Oh.
Nice.
Thank you. See what I did there?
Nice. It's like that one day last week when you guys weren't going to talk about yourselves and you lasted 3.5 seconds.
Really good.
No one can do that.
Wow.
No one can do that.
It's okay.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank you.
There it is.
I'll be here all week.
All right. You really will.
I know.
All month. Our dear friend Stephen Christian plays in a band called Amberlin. And in a band called Anchor and Braille.
Yes, sir.
And you've got a blog. And you write books. And you... What don't you do?
I'm not going to talk about
it. T-shirts.
You design T-shirts. Keep your jersey clean.
There you go.
You invent slogans for radio stations. You make morning shows suck less.
Mm.
At least according to Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for the email. Yeah.
That's great.
No, but really, we just got a wrap from Rhett's. The Static 500 is coming up May 23rd through the 25th, and we need your support. We would love to hear your stories. Why do you love Static Radio? What is it about Static Radio that has impacted your life, positive or negative? We'll take them. We'll take them all. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Studio@mystaticradio.com. You don't have to worry. You're sweet. People love you.
No.
It's usually just this idiot right here.
No.
Pointing at myself, because it almost sounded like I was talking about Steven. I wasn't. I was pointing to me.
Oh, no, it's all
good. I was pointing to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You can do so.
So, my sister had a question, and I have a question, too.
Yeah.
She was asking if it's just Static or the entire history of KLYT that we're talking about.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're gonna have people from the past, present, and future on.
Nice.
I don't know how we're going to have people from the future on, actually, because...
Well, I have
Do we know people from the future?
Jesus.
He's from the future?
He's in
past,
the future.
Present, and future.
He's actually
outside
all
of time.
What are we doing right now?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So you can do testimonials from...
Absolutely, okay. Man. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Okay. KLYT, our call letters. K-Light,
mm-hmm.
M88,
Light
Massive Radio,
dial.
Static Radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, right. Peter Benson, our dear friend Peter Benson, who's been around for... Well, since Moses, he's actually going to be on and part of it as well. We're going to bug him, and we're going to bug some other special people. That
you know, I think, yeah. I bugged him because one day I tweeted and I was like, "Peter Benson is my grandpa friend," and after that, he was
not
weird to me. But he's so cool. Like,
he really is. He's got the greatest beard in the world.
I think that offended him.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll be talking to a lot of people, but anyways, we'll get to that eventually. Stephen Keach, former frontman from Hey Sade. Doing some solo stuff now. We'll get to that right after this really long-winded translator ID. Yeah.
Hold your breath.
Good
Here
times.
Here we go.
Static Radio.
Static Radio is KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Los Angeles.
Stephen Keach, Black Coffee, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 9:13 now. Steve-O, Stephen, and Celeste.
Holler. I got kind of... Well, I don't know what the right word is, but somebody on Facebook didn't like that I said gangster the other night.
What do you mean
by gangster? I was like, I mean, it's cool. And they're like, that word is so old. I was like, I don't care.
Gangster is so old?
I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I don't care.
Well, but then why did they ask you what it meant? What does gangster mean?
Well, that was two different listeners.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like, would you chill and just look at the picture? This kid's awesome.
Would you chillax for a second, bro? All
you
right.
The worst.
I am totally radical right now.
The worst saying of all time. Uh-huh. All time, cool beans.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's literally the worst thing of all time.
Is it, though?
No, it is.
What could be cool beans?
I don't know.
Beans are not cool.
That makes, I just.
Tell that to Jack.
I hate beans.
And the beanstalk. You never
what
know.
What does that mean?
Beans can be cool.
No.
What?
They built a giant vine that went to heaven.
On no level are beans ever cool. Never.
Of all the slogans in the universe, that you think is the worst?
That I think is the worst. What's worse?
You're going to have to give me a second to think about that one. Tubular?
No. Because even that's like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying like, oh, it's not cool, but it has some substance. But no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle could be like, cool beans. And
Cowabunga.
Still.
No.
That was the turtles. Worst Ninja Turtles one. I don't care if it was Ninja Turtles. It was awful.
But it doesn't matter. I'm saying nothing beats that. That even that, yes,
okay.
Those are bad, but nothing.
I'm going to give you a scenario.
Dude, if I looked you in the face and you're just like, told me some good news, and I went, dude, cool beans.
Just like
over.
That.
It's over. It's over.
No.
Like you would
you're
just
telling
like,
me. You're telling me if a guy walks up to you and you're talking to a guy and he's just like, man, I've just been such a fan, man. Your record makes me want to scream cowabunga, man.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be way better than me going, dude, I really love our new record. You should hear a new song. And he's like, oh, I've heard it. It's cool beans, man. And I'm like, we're not friends.
Die.
And we will never be friends.
You would just...
We will not associate ever on any level of plane in this universe.
This is the only situation that's appropriate for cool beans. If you were starving on an island for years and beans were there. Cool
Beans, cool beans,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
Would
cool,
be it.
Cool beans,
yep. Beans, cool. Cool beans.
Cool beans, man.
Static.
I mean, jumping beans are pretty cool.
Cool beans is cool?
No, jumping beans. Beans.
Oh, jumping beans are cool.
Yeah, I'm saying the expression.
Yeah, I know. And it's like my grandmother, she always, whenever, like, okay, like, my cousin and I were part of a bowling league when we were, you know, really young. And we'd get a strike or a spare, and she'd, like, jump up and stiffen her body up real tight and start clapping her hands, so embarrassing, and she'd go, hot dog!
Hot dog!
I'm sorry.
My cousin and I would look at each other, put our hands on our foreheads, over our eyes, turn around, pretend like we didn't know her, shaking her head, going, oh my god. And
hot
she would
dog!
Do it all the time.
hot dog is cool. If somebody said hot dog, I'd be pretty stoked.
Now,
I mean, man, hot dog, that morning show is fantastic.
Well, I guess if you have a redneck accent, you could pull it off. All right, hot dog.
Who was it that embarrassed, or was that her mom?
The grandma. Who rocked that?
Let's see, if my grandma said, like, called me and was like, okay, cool beats, I would probably be like, oh, that's interior. That's cute, grandma. Grandma could say anything.
Yeah. Cool beans. Anyway, okay. On the heels of that, actually, parents right now are quite upset.
Wait.
Why now? Why?
Elementary school. Okay. Here's the deal. We're talking about the worst expressions of all time.
Yes.
Could acronyms be the worst expression of all time?
Depends.
LOL.
LOL.
BRB.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yep. That's kind of that's almost like the modern expression at this point.
Okay.
Dude, LOL.
You don't say LOL.
Really?
You can't.
I'll slap you.
No,
oh, yeah?
Who does that?
Yes.
Who would say LOL out loud?
Hold on. You guys got to give me a minute.
Okay, sorry.
BRB.
Okay.
Cool
beans,
man. Cool beans.
Well, then you're going to love this because apparently an elementary school is trying to ban acronyms in their yearbook this year.
Why? Because it makes teachers feel
like
inferior?
I don't know
what they mean.
I don't know, dude. School officials said it was all a big misunderstanding. Channel 2's Mike Petchernick learned about the story after a Facebook friend posted something on her page about a pledge her daughter had to sign at school Friday before she could get a copy of her yearbook.
What do they mean?
Wait. Like, so you can't write acronyms inside when you're signing
inside
people's?
Inside the yearbook
like
when you're signing.
Like KIT?
Yeah.
All that.
Keep in touch! I forgot about that one.
I didn't know that one.
Keep in touch.
Yep. We spelled things out.
It was always like...
In my day, we spelled things out.
In my day. What else would they say? Have a totally rad summer. Look, I signed on your crack. Remember that?
Yeah,
they would always sign in the crease of the yearbook.
They've signed the front, they've signed the back,
see,
but I'm the first
fun,
to sign.
Because you always had to figure out what they were trying to tell you.
No, I didn't mean to. That's what that people literally wrote in the book. That's what they wrote.
Yeah. I was actually going through a high school yearbook this last week. I was like digging some stuff out, trying to move stuff around my garage, and I found mine. And I was pretty giggly over some of the things that people said because it was terrible.
It was
so lame.
I wonder what would happen if you like literally picked up the phone and called those numbers and just hey, you, but you said to keep in touch.
I'm bringing my yearbook.
We should call.
We
systematically
are doing
down
that.
The list. Hey, you said to call. What did you want to talk about? Oh my god, that'd be so awkward.
Hey,
Kelly, do you remember me? Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
you said to call.
We're doing that.
Oh my
and
goodness.
You said stay cool, and so I'm here and I'm cool.
I'm cool. I did a radio show.
I was wondering what's next.
I do a radio show.
What do you want? What's next? Do you want to come back and write more? Is there something like, hey, we should write KIT, just not after 3 years.
Yeah,
After 3 years, let it go.
Keep in touch to a.
We should
to
keep
a minimal,
in touch and then put the expiration date.
Yeah. I'm telling you, do you guys have your, do you have a yearbook?
Yeah, but
please.
Mine's not that long ago, so I still know these people.
Oh, yeah, thank you for making me feel ancient.
I'm just being honest.
Not from the 40s, so.
Everything I say today, you're making it into a personal attack, and I'm just being
I'd say we should still call them.
We're calling.
I mean, Celeste, we should still call your friends.
Guys.
Have a great summer.
I was different then.
Stay cool.
I was different.
I was quiet and blush factor girl,
Blush factor?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that
means.
What
does that mean?
I just kind of said it. But I mean,
Blush factor? You like on cosmetic commercials?
No. Forget that I said factor.
That's
I'm
awesome,
sorry.
Man.
It's a
you're
word
like,
that just kind of
Max factor?
Out
that's awesome.
Stop it. I blushed when
she
people
wore a
would
lot of makeup.
My name.
She's going to start crying if you do not leave her alone. Now knock it off.
I'm not going to start crying. I've grown.
You've grown.
I've also grown since high school, but I was
You really have, because you're like 6'3". Let's be honest. How tall are you?
5'10", nerd.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So. I've also had to
You're
grow with that, too.
You're
so.
The best.
Steve's just jealous.
I mean, I am.
At 4'1", everybody looks tall.
Hey,
you are so tall. You must be like 6'7". No, I'm just normal. You're just abnormally
You know what
short.
The funny thing is? I really am the runt. I have a little brother and a little sister who are both taller than me.
Wow.
I'm the baby. I got my mom's 5'2 Mexican jeans. Not literally her jeans, but like her,
the only
her
time
genetics.
The only,
I don't wear her jeans.
The only time that anyone's ever looked up to you, Steve-O, was like when they were 2 or 3.
Yeah, my children look up to me until they're about 8 years old. And then, and then it's all over
Dad.
For me. It's all over
Dad, you want to play basketball again? This is fun.
Yeah.
I just didn't have too many friends in high school. I had like 3 best ones. That's all I needed. It was great.
So we were talking about yearbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers at the Birmingham Falls Elementary School made people sign a pledge not to use phrases or acronyms on the pages of your friend's yearbooks.
So are they going to go check?
I guess. You had to sign that. Wow. You had to sign that. One friend signed it. TSNF.
What does that mean?
That's so not fair.
Oh.
Get it? No,
that's actually in the story. You got to figure out what they're trying to tell you.
That's the truth. That's the truth. They said freedom of speech. That's one of our amendments, people. You can't do that, not even to children, apparently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
People were shocked because it wasn't like they were trying to do this in ads in your yearbook. This was you signing it, personally signing it. Hey, man. When you're out in the parking lot with your friends, don't sign the yearbook with an acronym.
Well, what was their reason? Like, were there inappropriate acronyms that mean rude things that nobody knew?
I have no idea.
So it's just...
I have no idea. People were shocked. They warned that if someone caught them using common texting phrases, they'd be in trouble.
Ooh.
We will take you to the principal's office, talk to your parents, and take your yearbook away.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
No memories for you.
Yeah, the way it was even discovered in the Americas was because one of the moms was so upset she posted something on her Facebook page, which brought heated responses from parents who knew nothing about the pledge. And, there's really no reasoning behind it. The school cannot give a reason behind it.
Maybe, like, they could argue that they're trying to be, like, grammatically, like, spell the words, children. Because that is taking
maybe,
over a lot. Like,
maybe.
But they didn't say that.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of ignorant people who don't know how to spell because it's R-U...
That drives me nuts.
C-U...
Hey, speaking of that, if you ever send us emails here, please spell.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I will delete it.
Yeah. Static.
Okay, so it's either upsetting the English teachers or it's just because they don't know what the heck they're talking about. They're probably saying things about the teachers that they don't know, and that's upsetting them.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I thought that was the reason. It's just kind of like teachers felt out of the loop.
Yeah.
But, like, no teachers read my yearbook anyway.
Right.
They
who
did?
Would
you? Did not.
I did not have any teachers sign my yearbook,
who would
for sure.
Want that?
Yeah.
Who would, because they're the real ancient ones here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know what's being said.
Unless you're talking about my fifth grade teacher, Miss Kelly, in which case I probably did have her sign my yearbook.
Because you had a crush
so
on her.
She was so dreamy.
I remember that day and what happened after
so
you said that.
So dreamy.
Podcast.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Cool beans.
No, dude, no.
Worst expressions of all time. An elementary school in Georgia believes that it's acronyms.
Maybe it's a jealousy
acronyms
factor.
Are killing our English language and banned them from a yearbook. What do you think? Worst expression of all time? You don't think LOL or...
No, that's...
ROFL or... You would rather...
I would rather them say that out loud.
Than cool beans.
Than cool beans. Some people wrote online, facebook.com/mystaticradio. My bad. They don't like that.
Oh.
That's the bomb.
Oops. Oops.
That's you say those? You say both of those? Really?
Sometimes?
That's the bomb?
No. Like, there's... Oh, I don't know when the last time I said it. I'd say, like, that's bomb. Like,
that's bomb.
That's bomb. Happens.
Huh. That's bomb.
Like when you're at the airport and, like, security line's going so fast. You're like, dude,
what happens?
The line is so fast. This is the bomb.
And they never saw him again. Oh, my goodness. You know what is funny is when I worked here before and then I moved that one time. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so I worked at this place that was like slightly trying to be professional and I had all these slang words that I would get in trouble for every day.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, try to be professional. Didn't you work at like Forever 21 in Arizona?
No.
Oh. Where did you work?
I worked at PF Chang's.
Oh.
How do you need to be? What do you need
to be professional?
Because PF Chang's started in Scottsdale, so that's like where their head CEO dude is.
As all Oriental food places
should
start.
Yeah, but they're
right in the middle of Arizona.
But I'm just saying, awesome. Since we started there, they try to be like this 5-star amazing restaurant.
Oh.
So we're like in a suit, and I have to say, and I said, okay, bye guys, have a good day. And my boss came around, he's like, Celeste, it's ladies and gentlemen or folks. He's like, I don't ever want to hear you
folks.
Folks
is professional?
Hey, folks.
Hey, Peachy Keen, folks.
So,
no, thank you.
I just ended up saying, bye, have a good day.
Yeah.
There you go, that's better.
So.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I didn't last
coming.
Very long at that job.
Folks,
yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Myself.
What are you guys, the South? Folks?
Folks?
Y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all come back now.
Okay.
Y'all here? Thanks for coming to P.F. Chang's, man. This is where it's from.
Some chicken.
Right here in the desert.
I didn't realize P.F. Chang's was from
the desert. Intense.
Really?
It was an anxiety attack every day.
Awful. That's awful. Anyways, worst expressions of all time. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
People have said dagnabbit, but I don't hear that much anymore. No.
Dag Nabbit.
I don't think I've ever heard. Actually, I've
never
heard that.
His name is Yosemite Sam.
Okay, yeah,
very nice.
That's pretty much.
I have a contender. Chillax.
I said chillax. Were you guys not listening to me?
Yeah, to be honest, I try to tune you out probably 75% of the day. No, chillax is still not as bad.
Sorry.
Chillax is bad.
Chillax, yep. Maxin, and chillaxin.
Epic. That's so boss. Yeah, that's so boss is pretty bad.
Boss? I don't think I've ever heard that.
That's so.
You
like,
said that to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That's so boss.
Oh wait.
No, I said, hey, listen to me. I'm your boss. Yeah. That's what I've said.
And then I walked away.
Yes.
Adding izzle to any word.
Oh.
I do that all the time.
That was a punch in the face.
My bizzle. My bizzle izzle.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Our boss's name is Beanizzle.
No, it's Beanix.
Yeah, I know it's Beanix, but we upped it. It's moderner.
See,
it's more moderner.
Beanix.
That's
not a word.
Oh, adding Beanix the word much to any word, like bored much, lame much.
Oh, yeah.
This is getting personal. This is starting to hurt my feelings.
Really? You say all these things?
I'm just kidding. Oh. No.
Cool beans.
So they were going with the expression, make like a tree and leave.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they were just saying the expression, like, you know, that expression
is bad.
It
totally makes sense. They say make like a tree and leave is much worse, and it doesn't make any sense, but it does. You make like a tree and leave because trees make leaves.
But trees don't go anywhere, is what they're saying.
But you're making like a tree. You're not actually like, you're not a tree, but trees make leaves.
This is getting existential.
Yeah, I just got a little bit confused.
Now, yeah.
Can we slow down a little bit?
Way better than the make like a baby
somebody
and
said,
head out. Let's be honest.
That's wretched.
That one's disgusting. Yeah. That one always
somebody
makes me a little ill.
Redick. You know, like ridiculous. Short for ridiculous. Shortening it. Totes.
Totes, bro.
Nobody said totes. I can't believe
that
you agree again.
To me, wins. Those are the stupidest.
Totes,
when you can't finish the word.
Because we're too lazy.
Right.
Right.
Finish a word. Is it really that hard to say the two extra
or
syllables?
Just spell it out. Don't put things like... I hate it when people say R and then you just use
the letter. When you're texting? Are you
ever
kidding?
Like,
are you going to the mall today?
Yeah, that.
Are you serious?
I don't want to punch things. I don't want to go back to that dark place in my life, but it
Why
makes me want to go there.
Are you so angry?
Because you're not spelling the words properly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I know. I know.
I have a right to. It's because
you can't do that
anger.
On a resume. Like,
no,
why you
can't.
Love the job, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like coloring in the lines. You need to do it right if you want the job. Like, color in the lines.
Color in the lines. Because you're applying for a preschool job, apparently.
It was like a comparison.
Yeah, no, I got you. There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What is the worst expression of all time? I don't know that Cool Beans.
No,
Cool Beans is top five.
No.
What about,
it's like top
what about
five.
When people say Coolio?
Coolio?
That's like bad as
Coolio.
Cool Beans. Yeah, it's bad, but.
My mom
any food one. Like Kool-Aid? Yeah, that's Kool-Aid.
You seen Hot Kool-Aid?
Hot Kool-Aid?
Hot Kool-Aid's
Julian
a thing?
Smith?
No.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's a short on YouTube.
It's Kool-Aid.
And yes, that's the
it's
same.
Awesome.
It's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
It's good.
Hot Kool-Aid.
It's good.
Hot Kool-Aid.
I thought that was something that you guys sell at like the county fair like twice.
No,
fried
try it.
Twinkies.
It's like a jellyfish.
Someone tried it. I think then they liked it.
Hot Kool-Aid?
This one person.
My bad. My
you
bad.
Like mix it in a coffee pot.
Y'all just need to chillax.
Chillax, guys.
Seriously.
Chillax with that. You guys, all you're talking is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we got to play some music for you. This one coming from, who do we want to play? Let's do the Followers. Why not? Let's do the Followers.
Sounds good.
That's good. I like it. Steve-O, Steven, and Celeste. We're just chillaxing in the stewed.
Here at Static, Stat Radio.
Stat Rad.
Stat Rad.
Oh,
88,
man.
88. That's it. That's all we're saying. Stat Rad.
Canopy Climbers.
That was awesome.
Song called Far. Good morning.
Oh, tell them what happened.
Welcome
please.
To Static Radio.
If you notice, Steve was a little bit on the little low
side. A little jumpy.
Right now.
Yeah. A little jumpy right now.
All his adrenaline just gone used up.
Not going to lie.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be completely blunt for a second. I'm really, really glad I was just in the bathroom because Steven just scared the pee out of me. That was awful!
That was probably the coolest thing I've done in a long time.
You got in so much trouble.
I did just get in trouble, though.
But it's okay.
So let's be really blunt and honest, and I apologize if this is vulgar for people. I said, I'll be right back. I have to go use the little boy's room.
That's exactly how he said it.
And I left.
And then I found a megaphone.
And so, you know, we have like stall areas, you know, so I can't see anything. All I hear is the door kind of slightly open, you know, and I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. And then the next thing I hear is,
hey, man, you need some help? All right, just checking on you. Making sure everything's okay. You need help. We can send some people in.
And you actually had people, like, from the office.
Everybody came spilling out, like, oh.
Like, hey, yeah. whoa, shh, shh. This is a professional working environment.
It was awesome. Don't do it again.
I can't do anything about this. I'm kind of occupied.
You know what's awesome is, like, if I did get fired, I'd be like, oh, all right.
Yeah. No problem.
Sounds good. See you later.
No, I think they freaked out. They thought something was like,
yeah,
something bad.
Well, it was like the fire alarm was going off. I'm kidding.
That was awesome.
I'm telling you the truth.
The only regret I have is that I did not record that.
No, I'm glad you did.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Well, I was going to, and then I was like, I can't record the men's bathroom.
Thank you so much.
No, I could record the hallway.
Yeah, you could have recorded the hallway. That would have been so great. If you said it scared the living crap out of me, you wouldn't be lying.
That expression would be correct here.
Oh, my What if I had a heart attack? That is the number one place I don't want to die.
I would have said help. I could have said help. I had to say yes. I could have said in backup.
Would you have been the good friend that, like, you know, I wouldn't want to die without dignity. Would you have at least been a friend so that before the coroner showed up?
That presupposes that I would have came in after you. Yeah. I don't know, man.
That was awful.
That was great.
Oh, you're the worst.
How's your heart?
It's okay? A little jumpy.
I knew because you stayed in there for a while afterwards. I think you were just like.
I was terrified, embarrassed, and then I was like, I don't want to go outside. And sure enough, I step out the door and there's like seven people right outside the back. What happened? What was that? Are you okay?
You know what?
Do you really need help? He probably wasn't
were you
kidding.
Yelling?
Did you need help in there?
You know what would have been great? If I should have thought, if I was a quicker thinker, I would have been like, I was yelling for toilet paper, but nobody was listening to me. Oh, that was awful.
Oh, my gosh.
Professional working environment. Static radio. Yeah.
That's
good times.
Open to interpretation.
Whew.
Just kidding. It's very professional.
As soon as my heart rate slows down to a normal human rate, I'll be a little better. Celeste, you go ahead and take this.
Oh, okay. Well, it was kind of my fault because I was like, hey, Steven, did you see this megaphone? And he's like, oh. I was
are
like,
you
should...
serious?
Yeah. Yes.
She
I'm
just showed me the
megaphone.
In her defense, she just showed me the megaphone. Then it clicked in my head. Oh, wait.
Steven's in the bathroom.
Steven's in the bathroom.
It was so good.
You are the best, worst friend in the world.
That was amazing.
Oh, this is the second time where I've been like, are we friends?
The first is when I said, we aren't friends.
Stage,
the
right?
first time was when we were in front of thousands of people.
Oh, I've got to witness both of these.
On stage, I'm interviewing you.
Dude, we should find that interview. I'm sure we can find it.
It's streamed out across the world. Thousands of people are watching. We're sitting in an auditorium full, literally thousands of people.
Yep.
And
what is that called so I can find it? I'm going to post it on our static radio.
I'm sure you can go to CalvaryABQ.
.org.
Yeah, CalvaryABQ.org.
How long ago was that, though? Because I think
I don't know.
Things to
and,
say.
And was doing an interview with you, and I said, introduce my dear friend, Steven. And you proceeded to pretend like you had never, ever met me before. And it was quite possibly... The worst thing I've ever experienced because I was so... I didn't know what to say.
You were so flustered.
You didn't say anything. You just turned red and like... And this then is went on to the next question.
This is a 10-minute interview in front of thousands of people.
Yep.
And you kept like we weren't... Like you didn't know me the entire time. I wanted to...
I think I did call I you two
to
different
fight
names.
You. I wanted to fight you.
I definitely called you two different names.
Oh, you found it. Good. That's good.
Post that, John.
That's good. Know. That's good. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. This was round one of I'm not sure we're friends. And yeah, you can...
Dang, I wish I had recorded that.
Yeah, you can check it out there. Wow.
We could reenact it.
Yeah,
we could.
Good times.
After
good times.
Hours.
That's true. After hours when no one is here. Now, that was part of the fun when the 7 or 8 people ran into the hallway like, oh, is there a fire?
On?
Is that the fire chief? I should have yelled at fire chief, get out now. Dang it, that's what I should have done. Quick, everybody out, evacuate. You would just be like trying to pull up your pants. Oh, God, fire, fire.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so thankful that I don't need your love, that I have the love of my God
and Savior,
and my wife, and my children.
Yep.
Well. Yeah. That's called a seg, because we're going to play some Temper Trap for you now. They're brand newest of newest. Song's called I Need Your Love. Thankfully, I don't need his. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm watching this video right now.
Here it comes.
So awful.
The moment.
Your face.
Enjoy.
Priceless.
It's static. Music from the Temper Trap right there. I Need Your Love. Good morning, 947 now. Steve-O, Steven, and Celeste. Happy Wednesday to you.
I love the Temper Trap.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I kid you not, Sweet Disposition is probably one of the greatest songs of the last decade.
We played 2 Temper Trap songs today. That's awesome.
Well, it's a 4-hour show. It's over the course of a couple hours.
But there's tons of music out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. We've also played like 2 Amberlynn songs this morning. Because you're like, in order to be a part of the show, how many do we have to play
You have to play 6 an hour.
6 an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry we didn't meet your quota today.
Not a problem.
But
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
just,
we'll make
just
up
for play it. Play the last, you know. 13 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Amberlynn. Straight.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Or we could just play Finn because that song's like 13 minutes. So. That's, you know, in all honesty, that's probably still my favorite song you've written.
Thanks, man.
I love that song.
It does baffle me why people like that, because how does anybody know what the lyrics are talking about?
Well, I think that's why I like it, because I know the story behind it.
Well,
you know
see,
what I mean?
No one else does, and they're like, that was just such, that spoke to me. I'm like, spoke to you?
I don't even know what I
about
said.
About my childhood.
Yeah.
You're creepy. How do you know about my, anyway.
Oh, I remember when Cities came out, which is probably still my favorite. I don't know.
I like Lost Songs.
Really?
Wow. That's like our B-sides. That's like all songs that never like made the other records.
All songs
that's
that they
awesome.
Thought was less great. They were good enough
thanks.
For right
that's
now.
Rad.
Yeah. So, but I remember Cities was brand new, and that's, I just gravitate. I love that record. And I remember when we were, I think we were on a Raw Talk or something, and we were actually talking about culture. We're talking about music and the quote-unquote secular label or the Christian label that people like to put on music, and we were talking about that record specifically in the experience of Finn and how the last few minutes came about. Share that. Be serious for 8 seconds.
Share about the song?
Yeah, let's talk about Finn. Let's talk about how that... Is that cool?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm like, you've shared it on the air before, so I'm going to assume that it's okay.
I guess it's kind of okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was just about my childhood and just being raised around the church environment and kind of just like separate stories. Each verse was kind of a separate entity within itself, you know, separate story, people that I had encountered. And I think the moral of it all, of the whole song, is just the fact that, like, if you're looking to Christians to find Christ, you will fail.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, and over, you know, in the beginning, I was so embittered by hypocrisy that I turned my back on my faith and my God and stuff. But over time, I realized that I need to embrace my hypocrisy and others' hypocrisy, because the fact is that we are still human. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that separates us, like we talked about the other day on the radio, the only thing that separates us from anyone else is the grace of God.
Absolutely.
And so, like, when people say, you know, oh, you Christians are hypocritical, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Dude, I would almost venture to say I sin more than you, you know, or anyone else. Like, it's just, I'm not claiming to be perfect. And the problem is when Christians set themselves on these grandiose pedestals.
Right.
You're going to fail. You're going to fall. And so why not just prerequisite to everyone that, hey, Christians are horrible.
We suck just
as much.
We are
going to cheat on our wives. We are going to, you know, we're going to mess up. We're going to drink alcohol and get drunk, wasted.
Yeah.
We're going to do stuff, you know. It's a guarantee that in, like, you look at these pastors, these huge, massive pastors who have cheated on their wives. Like, you know, the list.
And we're not embellishing that in any way, shape, or form, but it's the truth. It's a fact.
I want to come up front and just be like, hey, guess what? Christians suck. And we're trying our best. But that's all we can say is we're trying not to sin. And we're trying not to do these things. But we're going to.
Yeah.
Just what happens.
We're going to fail.
Absolutely. So let me just get that out in the open. So these are basically stories about about how in the beginning of my life I pointed to other people. These are actual people. You know, the names in these, this song is actual people. But then at the end of the song, I come to the realization that the self-realization that we are all these lost causes. You know, in the beginning of the song, I'm pointing fingers. I'm saying, you know, you're the lost cause. You're the lost cause. Yeah. And by the end of the song, it's like, whoa, yeah. All this time, I've lost my faith because of hypocritical people. And yet I've come to the self-realization that
you are one.
I am one. I am a patron saint of lost cause. I am the... And then I come to the realization that, yeah, I'm probably the pinnacle of patron saints of lost causes.
I love the end of the song. It almost is this worship feel of... I mean, and that's kind of the experience, right? In the studio, those aren't lyrics that you put
down.
I have
no idea what I say. Yeah. I really don't. I think it sounds like cuss words. I think I literally think I cussed twice, but I don't know what I said. You know, it was one of those things where it was just studio. We did it six times or five times. He's just like, sing whatever. And it was just kind of like a cry, you know, and just, hey, this
cry
is
to
me.
God.
This is me.
Wow. So there it is.
That's awesome.
A nice serious moment.
Yeah.
A little bow to wrap it up with. We
there
do have those momentarily. We're done.
We try not to.
We
try to avoid seriousness.
We try and avoid, But you know what? It's good. I like talking about stuff like that because it's important for these reasons, like this morning, talking about the church who's suing someone because the person put a bad review of their service online, you know?
Yeah.
And so we do have to fight that because there is that label of hypocrisy, of self-righteousness, and that's the scary one because the Jesus, when he came, man, he was so loving to the woman caught in adultery, to the sinners, to the tax collectors. In fact, the only times he ever got angry, I would say, and it's okay to say that because anger is not a sin. In fact, the Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. The presupposition there is you're going to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
So in your anger, don't sin. The only times he ever got angry was with the Pharisees. The self-righteous who are standing there at the face of God and saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like this sinner, this tax collector. I thank you so much. And Jesus said, man, who walked away justified? The tax collector who was on his face crying out to God saying, I am not worthy? Or the Pharisee who was standing before God saying, I'm so thankful that I'm not like these others? It was the tax collector who was on his face, who realized that we are worthless. Apart from Christ, we have none worth, man. We're made righteous. We're not righteous ourselves. You know, we are made righteous through Christ. So, Static.
Hi. Are you guys really going to play an Amberlynn song?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, you should play Pray Tell.
Pray Tell.
Wow.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
We may just have to do that.
That's awesome.
There you go.
See, you have the control over the headphones.
I do. I really do. And the rest of the show,
left ear.
Which usually means we're done. Time to go.
Thanks for letting me hang out.
Hey, co-host. Yeah. I was going to thank him first, but I'm going to thank you first. When are you going to come back and hang out with us?
When I'm invited.
You're always invited. There's an open door for you, bro. Oh,
okay.
All right.
I'm not a bro.
Celeste, 6 to midnight.
I'm a girl.
Yeah, this is true.
Thank you.
You're on the radio pretty much every day of the week.
Yep.
You do a lot around here, so, and it doesn't go unnoticed or unappreciated, so thank you for everything you do.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yay.
Celeste. 6 to midnight tonight. I am Steve-O. To my right, Steven. And you can catch us every single day of the week. No, not really. Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, at least through the month of May. And if you would like to see me be more embarrassed than I've ever been in my entire life, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Pretty much one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And it was caught on film. So, like a good friend, Steven decided to post it to our Facebook page.
You should make Steven do a weekend shift.
A weekend
show.
No,
I didn't sign out.
That would be so cool.
I would totally do that.
Hey, boss man.
You've got to teach me how to do the board, but I would totally do that.
All right, give you your own show?
Just for an hour.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going
to
call it music no one's ever heard of. And then I'm just going to play all my favorite bands.
Okay. I'm going to take you up on that offer.
Really?
Yeah,
I would do it.
Dude, you're here till June. We're going to make you do some stuff.
I'm in.
I'm going to make you work.
I'm in.
Because you work hard for the money. So
I'm sorry,
better treat
I work
you
hard
right.
For what?
Hold on 1 second.
Yep, there it is. We are out. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Adri is up next. Have a great day. We'll see you.